Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry.
If you want to find a lot of demons, go to church. There you can be sure you'll find a bunch. They're roosting all over God's people. They're binding them down. They're choking them off. And somebody has to care because people are bound. And if it isn't the chosen of God, I don't know who's going to care. If it isn't those whom God has called out. If they don't care enough to lay their lives on the line, I don't know who's going to do it. As a sad scripture says, I looked for a man and I found none. God looked for a man. He couldn't find anybody. Everybody was doing their own thing. God is calling a people to war, all out war. A war in which no quarter is given and no quarter is asked. The order of the day remains. Attack, attack, attack. That's God's marching order.
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. that come against you from the third heaven, and seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds, and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God, and you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind every foul and wicked spirit that would bind body, mind, soul, any area of their life to keep it from being effective for the Lord. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we loose on these people the spirits of power, love, sound mind. We loose the spirits of wisdom, revelation. We loose the spirits of courage. We loose the spirits of power over the enemy. And we loose all the spirits of God to do their office work in and through these people as they go forth. Moreover, we loose the spirit of Elijah to break the power of Jezebel on our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to loose the spirit of humility, the spirit of servanthood on everyone here. Let everyone be desirous of taking the place of a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.
Amen, and welcome to the Omega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. This is a live program, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This is my favorite program of the week, my friends. It is the 8 p.m. show that we do every Saturday night called The School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. And it's such a pleasure every time we can get together, Dr. Pat and I. I learn so much. I know the people out there learn a ton. And it's an opportunity for us to also come together and agree in prayer. And I'll tell you, it is a battlefield out there, my friends. It's like, imagine a tent hospital in a war zone, and you were to open up the flap to the tent, and you look out, and the line of wounded people would stretch a mile long. That's what it's like right now. We have gotten so many prayer requests coming in this week, just every day, people needing help. And, you know, the mainstream church, unfortunately, has failed most of us because you go and they do everything else but minister to the needs that people have, whether they be deliverance from foul spirits, physical healing. I mean, they'll have every other program you can imagine, ballroom dancing, yoga classes, how to be the best you now. But people are dying, my friends. Because no one cares. And there's another agenda out there that is being preached by the mainstream. It's all about how to prosper financially. Live your best life now. And there is a place for prosperity, don't get me wrong, but you know, there's a need out there for people to be restored physically, mentally, emotionally. And it's just not being preached. So we've got our hands full tonight, my friends. We're going to try to get to everybody that calls in. If you'll be patient, we'll get to you in order. And that is what these programs are for. And then we do a program Sunday night at 8 p.m. It's a new program. This week will be the second week that we've launched this show. It's going to be called the School of Intercessory Prayer. It's an international show. And we're asking for people around the world to come together and let's pray. Let's pray for our families, our schools, our cities, our states, our nations, our leaders. You know, when men and women of God get together and they pray, I believe God hears, and he'll answer our prayers. But somebody's got to do it. And if we don't do it, who's going to do it? So I just would like to encourage everybody out there to spread the word about these programs, get behind and support these ministers that we bring on, like Dr. Pat Holliday, MiracleInternetChurch.com, and we'll do all we can to help you with the time we have remaining. There's a short amount of time available for all of us to work, and it says, then it's nighttime and no man can work. We don't know how long that time is. that we still have open to get this word out there. The internet could be shut down, and then how would we communicate? You know, there was a missile launched off the California coast the other day. All it would take is one of those with a high-altitude detonation, and you put an EMP burst over any major city, and all communications are gone, and we're back in the Stone Age. So that time's coming if the prophets are correct in the prophecies of this nation. But, you know, I also believe that we can pray and intercede, and God can hold back the judgment to allow a few more to get in. At that, I'm not going to preach and take up this time. We have people to minister to, so without further ado, let me get Dr. Pat Holliday on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
And,
can you hear me?
I can hear you great. And if you're just tuning in, we've got Dr. Pat Holliday on. Dr. Pat, give out your websites, please.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Pat, I want to change the format slightly tonight. There are a couple emergency cases that have waited to call in, and I think I see one that has just called in, probably live from a hospital. Shall we go to that phone call, and then we'll come back and talk in between the calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's see if this is our friend, Brother Lee. Stand by. Caller, you're on the air. Caller from area code 302. Is this Brother Lee?
This is.
Lee, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Optimistic. I'm waiting for a liver.
Okay, are you in the hospital right now as we speak?
Yes, I am. My kidneys are failing because of the liver, so they have to keep me in here and monitor me.
Okay, I've got Dr. Pat Holliday on the line with me. Give us an update. What is going on with you right now? Tell us what you can about your situation.
Well, I knew I had cirrhosis for about 12 years, and it's due to a fatty liver. I don't drink, don't smoke, do anything bad. Never hurt anybody. But it all blew up to this point where it started getting pretty bad in the past couple of months. And I've been in and out of the hospital and multi-listing in the D.C., Philadelphia area. And I hope to get a liver soon. I'm here at the Pennsylvania Hospital, and I'm waiting for the liver. I'm pretty jaundiced. My score for a liver is pretty bad, and I'm pretty weak. But like I said, I'm optimistic, and I do believe. And I believe God, yeah, in God's will, whatever it may be.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. It's an honor to be able to speak with you tonight. Dr. Pat?
Yes. Have you asked Jesus to be your personal Savior?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're just going to stand with you for him to deliver you. Father, you know, you've given us promises that are still valid today, and we believe that it is your will to heal. We're believing that Jesus is right there with my brother, standing in front of him as we pray, and the word says that he went about healing all manner of diseases. Now, Father, I've seen you even put new hearts in people. And you can do everything. There's nothing impossible for God. So everyone that's in the chat room, we are in one agreement, praying, everyone listening in their trucks and their cars and listening on this show, we're all coming together and seeking our God to touch you right now and deliver you and heal you. And, Father God, we ask that you will bring the liver quickly and instantly in Jesus' name. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, and every devil that's active in this, we cage them and command them to go into the pit. We command them to leave that body and go to the feet of Jesus instantly. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you will do. Amen. You know, I want to tell you a story. I was called over to the hospital, and there was a woman that needed a heart. And I had seen the Lord give a woman a heart down in when I was ministering in Miami some years ago. Mm-hmm. So I know he can do anything that he wants to. And so I prayed and asked the Lord to give her a new heart. The next day I got a telephone call, and preacher that took me over there said, "Well, she got a new heart right after we left." He said, they took her down and a heart came in and they gave her a transplant. And I said, "Well, I thought he was going to create a heart for her." And I was a little discouraged about it. And so he said, "Well, let me tell you what happened." He said, "Right after we left, a heart came in. They took her right down. And they took the heart out of the container and put it over on the counter. And the doctors cut her and was getting ready and said the heart started beating all by itself. And see, hearts don't do that. So no. The Lord was showing them that he was in the midst of this, and whatever way he chooses to minister to you, we just stand in agreement with you and ask God for your life and a new liver in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, and Brother Lee, I'd also like to pray for you. Brother, we just lift you up in agreement with Dr. Pat and the listeners out there. Father God, I don't know what you're going to do in this case. If you're going to heal Lee directly, or are you going to give him a kidney? Excuse me, give him a new liver, Father God. Either way will work. But we're going to pray right now, Father God, that your will be done.
Yes.
We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells that have been put on Lee. We command him to break off right now and go back to the demon that sent him in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We break any witchcraft, any foul spirits that have been sent against him, and we command him to come off of him right now and go back to where they came from in Jesus'
yes.
name. Father God, I ask that you would loose ministering spirits right now to Lee, right now where he's at. We apply the blood of Jesus to him right now. We ask, God, that you would loose warrior angels to surround him in the hospital room for his protection. I ask God right now that you would loose angels to create favor, that he may get a liver very speedily, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That the pager will go off and that there will be a donor, if it be your
yes.
will, God, to do it that way. But also, God, we're standing in agreement right now for his direct healing. So we apply the blood of Jesus right now to him, and we command him to be healed in Jesus Christ's name. And we break any curses that have been put against him by doctors that have given him a prognosis of death. We bind that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life to him right now in Jesus Christ's name. We say again,
amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. And we ask for a hedge of protection of the Holy Spirit around him and his family. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord loves you, Lee.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to continue to pray for you, brother.
Thank you. It means so much to me. You don't know. It's been a hardship. I got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old that need me. And I got a lot of good things to do, so I want to be around for a little while.
Brother, yeah. You hang in there. Help is on the way.
Thanks. Okay.
God bless you for calling in tonight, Lee.
Thank you.
Amen.
Have a great evening, and keep up everything you're doing. And if I could ever help, you have my number, and I will do whatever I can.
God bless you, brother. Take care.
Amen.
That was Brother Lee calling. Let's go to another caller. Caller, you're on the air from area code 870.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Shannon. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
My name is Lainey. Hi, hello. And I'm calling in behalf of other brothers and sisters in Christ that are single and that have been praying for a long time for mates, and something is hindering it. And I don't know if I need to go through the deliverance or we could do mass deliverance to help these other people and myself.
Yes.
And anything that would be, I don't know if it's like witchcraft that is, you know, binding it or keeping it from happening. I have calls from all over the country, men and women both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the men are saying, you know, they want wives and nothing is gelling, nothing is happening for them. And one of them was almost suicidal in loneliness. I have a renter that is so lonely. He wants a wife so bad. So it isn't just women, it's men too. And they're born again
yes.
Christians. And there's something that's keeping this from coming to pass. So
right.
I just wondered, you know, if I could just stand in the gap for those people and maybe we could do some kind of mass deliverance or deliverance for me. You know, I'm open to whatever both of you might think might help us.
Dr. Pat?
Well, you know, there's a spirit called Asmodeus and Osmodeus. And when I started going into Africa, I started learning about that spirit. And what it does, it rules over relationships, marriages, sex, and it causes people to, it will drive them to become homosexuals, lesbians, frigid. Men are not able to perform in marriages. It causes all sorts of problems that would cause divorces. And so it's a ruling spirit over relationships. And so what I would do tonight is we will certainly pray about your situation. And everyone that's listening in, if you have problems finding a mate, or you join in with us tonight as we pray for Lenny, and we're going to believe God to break the power of Osmodeus and Asmodeus.
Yes.
I wrote a book about this particular spirit. It's like a marriage manual, and it's called Marriage and Sex. You can find it up on patholiday.com, or you can find it on Miracle Internet Church. Now, in this particular manual, although it was written for counselors to be able to counsel people that are married, it can apply to singles too. And so, you know, we all have families. For instance, if you have in your family, if you have divorces coming down your family line, then that's a spirit that's called a divorce, and it will activate you, then it will activate your children and their children, and it will follow all the way down the family line. If you have a pervert in your family that is a child molester, that is a spirit, and it will come down the family line and end up causing you to be a child molester. And the other aspect is, if you've ever been molested, raped, or incest by a person in your family line, all of the spirits in that person that molested you will come into you. And then spirits will activate on your emotions and your feelings. You know, there's many people that I've ministered to over the years, and they've come and they've said, you know, I think I'm a homosexual, but I've never committed the act. And I'll say, well, why didn't you commit the act? Well, I don't like that idea of that, and I don't want to be that. But there's something that drives me and tells me that I'm a homosexual. Well, you see, that's a spirit inside the person trying to make them activate that particular sin in their life. And chances are it could have come down the family line, or it could have come if they had sex with somebody that was a homosexual. demons invade people in all kinds of ways. So we can pray in that way. You want to say something, Omega Man?
Oh, amen. I agree with you. There's a lot of people that are being attacked by spirits that have come down the family line. And so, you know, the best thing to do, folks, is do deliverance. And don't wait until it does become a problem or you get at a weak point and get trapped. And so, prevention is the best medicine.
Why don't we just start out with this as a mass deliverance for this particular situation?
Fantastic.
And all of the people that are in the chat line, they can join us. In addition to that, if you have children, you can be binding for your children and yourself and breaking those family curses and getting delivered yourself. And as Lanny is going to be getting delivered tonight. Now, I want you to say, Father, Lanny, say, Father. In
Father.
The chat room, and the rest of you say, pray with us.
Yes, if everybody out there will pray as Dr. Pat is speaking here, you can get deliverance right there where you're at. Let's go for it, Dr. Pat.
Say, Father, I'm a child of God.
Father, I'm a child of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
And I ask him to forgive me for everything that I have ever done.
And I ask him to forgive me for everything that I have done.
And I receive him as my personal Savior.
And I receive him as my personal Savior.
Now, Lanny, have you ever been raped?
No, uh-uh. And never
have
been molested.
Never been molested or raped. Okay. Now, I ask her that not just for her, but for the people out there that are listening. If you've been raped, what I want you to do is I want you to pray, Lord, I forgive, name the person for raping me or my family member for molesting me in Jesus' name. I ask you to save them. To deliver them, and Lord Jesus, I ask you to deliver me. Now, the way you get delivered is you take a deep breath and just breathe it out. And I'm going to go right into family sexual spirits. Some of us, we would never know what our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, or anybody does. But we can generally break the curses and believe for total deliverance from Asmodeus and Asmodeus keeping us from marriage. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to say, I break all of the curses. Lanny,
I break all of the curses. I break all of the curses.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations.
10 generations.
Back.
Back.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
That you make all of those devils connected.
That you make all of those devils connected.
To my family line.
To my family line.
On both sides.
On both sides.
To go into a cage.
To go into a cage.
Now, if you have divorces in your family, we command all of those divorce spirits. We command all of the spirits on both sides of your family lines, mommy and daddy. If you've been married and divorced, we command and break all of the family spirits from that mate to go into a cage. If you've ever had sexual relationships outside of marriage, we command those spirits to go into the cage. And if you've had sex outside of marriage, what I want you to do is say, Lord, you just pray so Lord. That they'll know how. I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I ask the... you to...
Go ahead.
Oh, for all of them?
All of the sexual experiences that I've had.
All of the sexual experiences that I've had.
Outside of marriage.
Outside of marriage.
And I ask you...
And I ask you...
To cage every devil that came in from those sexual experiences.
To cage every devil that came in through those sexual experiences.
On all of the sides of those people's families.
On all of the sides of those people's families.
10 generations back, 10 generations forward.
10 generations back and 10 generations forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break all of the curses shown in Deuteronomy 28 and the Bible.
I break all the curses shown in Deuteronomy 28 and the Bible.
And I ask you right now that you will deliver me.
And I ask you right now that you would deliver me.
Now take a deep breath and just start coughing them out. Everyone. All.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Everyone.
A strong man and gatekeeper.
All.
We cut all ungodly soul ties in the name of Jesus.
Everyone.
And Lord, rebuke you, you foul spirits. Come out right now. We break all witchcraft.
Come out. Everyone.
All ungodly soul ties. We cut them right now in Jesus' name.
Now, you spirit up Asmodeus and Asmodeus, I bind you. I bind up Abaddon, Apollyon, and Beelzebub. And I command you to come out, too. In the
spirit husband, come out in Jesus' name.
In the name of
all witchcraft out against her in her sleep, break it in Jesus' name.
The people on the chat room, get in one accord with us right now. We're right in the middle of deliverance. And what makes these happen so quickly is you praying with us right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of whoredoms, unfaithfulness, adultery, soul, spirit, body, prostitution, love of money, idolatry, chronic dissatisfaction, inordinate love of food, and fornication. We bind all of these spirits right now to the spirit of whoredom and command them out. Take deep breaths, come out.
Come out in Jesus'
name. Come out.
Pour the blood
in
of Jesus over you right now. Come
everyone.
Out. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat.
Everyone
come
named,
out.
Everyone not named. You
come
out right
name.
Now. And the people that are listening,
be weakened
you
in
just
Jesus
take
foul
deep
spirits.
Breaths and cough them out as she is. In
bind
Jesus' name.
Come out in
we
Jesus'
give you
name.
Praise. We bind up all personal sin and rebellion and deceit, reprobate, mind, variance, unclean, profanity, effeminate, righteousness, love of money, form of godliness, foolish talking, and error. You come out right now. We bind you. Cage.
Come out in Jesus'
come out.
Name.
Come out.
Order you.
Deep breaths. And
come out
make
in the
them
name
up.
Of Jesus.
Lying spirits.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Deception.
Father God, loose
false
the cure of the Lord.
Teachers. Strong deceptions. Slander. Lies. Old wives' tales. Superstition, gossip, vain babbling, religious yokes, false prophecies. We bind you and command you to come out. Take deep breaths, deep breaths.
All foul spirits,
come
out. In the name of Jesus.
Come out. The blood.
Come out. Loose them in Jesus.
Spirit of fear. Now, from here on, we're going to move very quickly and
be weakened.
Omega Man will be calling them out, and I'll be naming them. So you just keep breathing and coughing. Spirits of fear, heart attacks.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Phobias, anxiety,
Lord,
stress.
All foul spirits.
Torment.
Right,
horror.
Loose
fear,
them in Jesus' name.
Untrusting. Faithless.
Bound and weakened right now.
Nightmares. Terrors. Fear of men. Come
out.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
if you're a man, you could have a fear of women. Demonic problems. Reverse spirits.
Loose them in Jesus'
through
name.
Through sexual partnerships. Affected people. Wounded spirits.
Lord, rebuke you. Come out right now.
Perversion.
All the way out.
Chronic worry. Hater of God.
Come out.
Evil actions.
Name.
Filthy minded.
Come out right now.
Incubus. Succubus.
All the children
now,
of those with no names. Come out. Jesus' name.
We're gonna talk for a few minutes. If anybody out there or if you have any spirits coming into your room at night and trying to molest you or molesting you, that is Osmodeus, Asmodeus, and in America they call it Incubus and Succubus. So we take authority over those spirits and command them to be bound.
The Lord rebuke
you. And we command them to come out. They can also appear in dreams. They can be sent by wizards and witches. Sometimes the wizard or the witch will come and feed you food. If
all
that's witchcraft happening, that
coming
witch
in, we bind
is working
you in Jesus' name.
Powers and potions. And we bind those up and command them to go right now in
come
the
in
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
The Lord rebuke
all,
you.
All.
Father God,
all.
Loose blindness and confusion on
we
these
bind
spirits
up
in Jesus'
every
name.
Perverse spirit.
Tear the Lord fall
we
these
come
spirits.
Against every spirit of heaviness,
come out,
brokenhearted, depression, suicidal tendencies, excessive mourning, inner bruises, hurts,
come out,
insomnia, self pity, heaviness,
be weak
sorrow,
in Jesus' name, you foul
sadness.
Spirits.
Now I want that as she's getting deliverance, talk to you a minute. Sometimes if a woman has been raped or molested, what happens is a spirit of heaviness comes into that woman, both in terms of depression and also a spirit of heaviness concerning her body.
Come
because,
out
because the woman will eat or the man to make themselves unattractive. So as I'm calling this out, we're calling these spirits of heaviness that are causing you to be overweight also. A lot of people don't know it, but spirits can be attributed to overweight. We had a lady to come into our meeting about a month or so ago, and we were just praying and interceding, and she lost 3.5 inches around her waist.
Wow.
Instantly. And when
yeah.
she stood up, her pants were falling off. So here we go. Women
yeah.
claim it. You don't have to be heavy. God will protect you in Jesus' name.
We bind
amen.
Fat cells in the name
spirit
of Jesus.
Spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
We bind brokenhearted, depression, suicidal tendency, self-hate.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Eating, overeating, craving sugar and sweet.
Boost the people.
And
God.
Things that you're not supposed to. Bruises, hurts,
Jesus,
insomnia, self-pity, heaviness,
we weaken you in Jesus
sorrow,
name.
Sadness, and grief. We command them
come
to
out.
Go. Anger,
Jesus.
Rage, revenge, spite, cruelty,
Lord rebuke you.
Contentions, murder,
all the way up.
Causes of division, extreme competitiveness,
come
jealousy,
out.
Heredity, spirits concerning overweight and
Jesus
food,
name.
Phobias of all kinds, anorexia, familiar spirits, paranoia, anxiety, neurosis, and schizophrenic. Now, in the name of Jesus, every schizophrenic spirit we bind right now.
Come out in Jesus'
now,
name.
In terms of these schizophrenic spirits, fear brings it, trauma brings it. And in terms of, it could be automobiles, but we're just talking about marriage and sex tonight. So if you have had a bad sexual experience and traumatized through rape or something like that, I want you to pray and say with me, Lord Jesus, I want to be single-minded. I do not want to be double-minded. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that you open up all of the doors to other personalities that I might have and let those spirits come out so that I can be single-minded from tonight on. Now, I command all of the spirits to be bound up in your mind. I bind the spirit of fear and trauma, and I command those devils to come out of those doorways.
Come out right
come
now,
out
in Jesus.
Come out and get caged right now.
Loose the minds in Jesus' name.
Loose the mind.
Come out.
I bind Leviathan. Cut their heads and tails off.
Angels of God,
I bind the octopus spirit
out in Jesus' name.
And cut their legs off.
Loose their human spirits
those
right now.
To slide
in the name
out
of Jesus Christ.
The of the Holy Ghost right
all
now.
The way out right now. The blood of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blood.
All
drink the blood
oppression.
Of Jesus right now. Come out.
Depression. Come out.
Out.
Every
all the way out.
Spirit. Every spirit. Come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus. Everyone. All.
Be weakened right now in Jesus' name.
Now, I bind the spirits of brain damage, destructive diseases, accidents, spirits from drugs and alcohol, induced brain damage, affected by shock or stroke. Now, if you've ever taken drugs or alcohol, God can put your mind back together.
Right.
And so you just say, Lord, I renounce drugs and alcohol tonight. And even if it's drugs that you've been prescribed, just renounce them. And now open up your mouth and let them come out. I bind them and call them
out. Come
out
right
now
in Jesus' name. All alcohol and drugs. Come out. All foul spirits.
Everyone.
Father God, and loose burning unto the spirit of alcohol right now in Jesus' name. All cigarettes, nicotine addiction, come out right now in Jesus' name.
That's the spirit of calmant.
Come
that's
out.
That's a God. We bind that, and we bind emphysema. We bind cancer spirits in the lungs.
Come out in Jesus'
every
name.
Every devil, come out.
Right now, come out.
Someone one time, and smoke came out of their lungs whenever we called them out. My husband prayed self-deliverance in the car one time after he sat in a doctor's office and heard the doctor delivering somebody from cigarettes. He got home, and the cigarette smell came out of all of his pores and just filled the car. He left the cigarettes in the car and didn't miss them until Monday when he found them. He threw them out the window. So cigarettes is a very powerful spirit, and you really do need to get rid of that because it will hinder you, and also it will cause open doors for devils to come back once you have had deliverance. If you think you can hold on to it and God doesn't care, well, it's an open door. Now, let's just do that so you understand. Say, Lord Jesus, Lenny.
Yeah, I don't smoke or drink.
I know, but just say it for the people. Say, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes. Okay, Lord Jesus.
I closed all the doors.
I closed all the doors.
That were open.
That were open.
Concerning my life.
Concerning my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask you to give me strength.
I ask you to give me strength.
That I overcome every area of my life.
That I overcome every area of my life.
And that you will sanctify me.
And that you will sanctify me.
In Jesus' name.
In
now,
Jesus
just take
name.
A deep breath and ask the Holy Ghost to fill fill all of those empty places with the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Take a deep breath and just let the fire
Door
of the Holy Ghost come in.
All the way. Fill all voids.
I pray that you would fill all those spaces, Lord God, with the Holy Spirit of the living God.
In Jesus'
name. Fill the areas, God, that need to be corrected so that I may honor you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus. Now, what I want to minister to now is the oppression from, have you ever been involved in any occultism, like going to a fortune teller or, and let me tell you, if any of you have been in those third wave meetings, those false revival meetings up in Canada and down in Brownsville, I think they've got one going up with John Kirkpatrick up there in Alabama right now.
Kansas City, that's another one.
Yes, and the End Time Handmaidens.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Wow.
Is one. And these false religious movements that creeped into the charismatic movement, you see, they move by a different spirit called Kundalini. And if you've been in any of those movements, it's just like going up to the Mormon church or the Jehovah Witnesses. And if you go to meetings in those churches, you're going to come out with spirits. So, Lakeland, let me lead you in a prayer. And Lonnie will say it. She may not have been to any of these, but she's going to say it so that you can pray. Lord
Pat,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
And, for going to. And
for going
you
to.
Name, every one of you name where you've been. Like if you've been to Todd Bentley, if you've been to a fortune teller. You name it right now in Jesus' name and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me.
For going after other gods.
For going after other gods.
I put it under your blood.
I put it under your blood.
And I command all of these spirits.
And I command all of these spirits
to be bound.
To be bound.
And get into the cage. Now, I'm going to name the spirits, and Omega Man will be calling them out. And they are spirits of oppression,
come out,
occultism, suicide,
come out, all foul
nightmares,
suicide.
Apparitions,
be blind you, be weakened in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out right now.
Deaf and dumb spirits.
We're talking
phobia,
to you. Come out in
unconquered
Jesus' name. All
fear,
foul spirits.
Dumbness. Insane.
Come out
lunatic,
in Jesus' name.
Hearing. Crying. Pining away. Seizures.
The Lord
epilepsy,
rebuke you. Be weakened.
Downing.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Drowning. Suicide. Gnashing teeth.
We
burning. Foaming at the mouth. Blindness. Ear problems, inner
all the way
healing
out, come out.
Through visualization.
Come out in Jesus'
now,
name.
Now, take a deep breath and cough them out. Cough
all
them
the
out.
Way out.
Come out.
Come out.
All.
Loose her right now,
come
Jesus'
out.
Name.
All the way from the stomach. Now, we take a supernatural sword.
Angels of God.
And cut the Kundalini spirit at the base of the spine.
Smite them in Jesus'
and we
name.
Command that thing to come up and out. We cut its head off.
Command you to manifest
tape.
And come out.
Right
go.
Now,
all the way
we
out.
Cut off Python, which is a divinating spirit.
All Kundalini spirits,
we cut
out.
Its tail, and we command its head to be gone, and we command that to come out.
Father God, loose
all
angels go in there and chop them up.
Then in the stomach, all
in
strength
Jesus' name.
Spirit, we cut your tails off. And
we
command
you to come out right now.
All
come
poison
out.
That you've left in the body. You will leave right now.
All the way out right now.
In the name of Jesus. Every
all
one
insomnia,
of you.
Come
you
out.
Have no authority.
Oh, Vertigo, come out right now.
All spirits of infirmities that have been caused
Tourette's,
by
come out right now.
Spirits called bent body, spine, polio,
Lord,
cancer,
asthma, spirits, come out.
Figure, weaknesses, impotent,
weakened a hundredfold
frail,
right now, and come out.
Lame, arthritis, lingering disorders.
We're talking
we command
to you, foul
every
spirit.
One
come
of
out
you
right
to
now
come.
In Jesus' name.
Get into the cage.
Lord, rebuke you
get
right now. Come out.
Get into the cage right now. Come
you
out.
Must go right now.
Come
angels
out.
Angels of God,
in
go around
the
and smite these foul spirits.
We
loose obedience into these foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Humanism, socialism, lesbianism, homosexuality, liberalism, sexual perversions,
come
abortion,
out right now.
And ruling error.
Come
now,
out right
for
now.
The women, if you've had an abortion,
all the way
or
out.
If there's any men that have participated by telling your wives or your girlfriends to go get an abortion, that is just as bad. So I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I repent for killing the baby. I ask you to forgive me and deliver me from all of these spirits of hate,
come
murder,
out of hatred right now.
Terror,
all the way
every
out.
Spirit of murder, spiritual blindness,
right
insensitivity, inability to love, all of
order
it come out right now.
Come out
selfishness,
right now.
Self-centeredness,
all the way out.
Come out
in the name,
in
of,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus right
the
now.
Blood of Jesus, we pour on you right now.
Out.
Father
out.
God, fragment the mind and souls of these foul spirits right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now.
You believe.
God, you lose confusion on
we
these
bind
spirits.
The spirits of women's liberation.
Blindness on them in Jesus'
revolution,
name.
Antichrist spirits, Jezebel, Ahab spirits.
Come out right now in Jesus'
dominating,
name.
Rebellion, murder, false
Jesus
prophet,
God, smite these foul spirits.
False religion.
Yank them out.
Come
choke
out.
Them out, angels of God.
All
come out.
Oppressive, controlling
name.
Spirits. Government control, dependency, anti-family, militancy, hate of children,
Father
anger,
God, angels
cheating,
right now
deception,
to
delusion,
assist.
And seduction. Come out.
Come out
right
in Jesus'
now.
Name. Angels of God, go into next disorder. Smite those foul spirits.
Idolatry, schizophrenia.
In Jesus' name. Come out
delusion,
right now.
Okay, now we're at pornography, and if you've been up on the internet watching pornography, I want you to repent right now and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I looked at that disgraceful stuff. I ask you to forgive me and burn all of those images out of my mind and sanctify my mind, my body, and my spirit
yes.
concerning those things. Masturbation. Secret sexual
come out in the
sin,
name of Jesus.
Immorality, fornication.
All internet porn, come out right now.
Deception, perversity, lewdness, lechery,
loose
instability,
the people in Jesus' name and come out.
Unholy sex, evil dreams,
the Lord rebuke you.
Fantasy, sex,
talking to you,
lust,
you foul spirits,
trickiness,
rebuke you right
and
now in Jesus' name.
Spirit. We bind this up.
Rigidity, come out right now.
Right now.
Come out right now, all
come
sexual
out.
Sins.
Come out. Take some deep breaths and cough them out. All from the family
out,
tree.
We bind you. Come
everyone.
Out.
All.
Lord rebuke you.
All. Nothing can stay.
Angels, you got to go in there and choke these foul
nothing
spirits out.
Can stay.
Drag them out, angels of God.
Everyone, come out. Come
Father
out.
God, and loose
all.
The tear of the Lord on these foul spirits.
All. We come against all of the spirits that have congregated in the subconscious mind.
Command civil war there right now.
We command bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil
man,
speaking.
Turn on the strong man right now, you foul spirits.
All
in
mouths.
Name.
All works of the flesh, adultery, fornication,
angels of God, go in and stamp Jesus Christ as Lord on these foul spirits for you.
Idolatry, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath.
Come out right now, you foul spirits.
Strife, sedition, heresy.
Come out all the way up.
Envying, drunkenness, reveling. We bind
Lord rebuke
all
you. Come out right now.
Righteous fornication, wickedness, covetousness.
Come out.
Maliciousness, full of envy, murder.
All you foul spirits, come
deceit,
out. And go into the cave.
Malignancy,
in Jesus' name.
whispers, backbiters, haters of God.
Father God,
despiteful,
loose arrows to pierce your spouse spirit.
Inventors of evil, disobedience to your parents.
And civil war among all the
foul spirits. Understanding,
turn on each other
workers,
now. Jesus.
Natural affection and unmerciful.
Let the fear of the Lord fall on these foul spirits right now.
We
come out
command
right now.
All of these things in the cage. Come out every
all month. The way out right now, you
all.
Foul spirits. The Lord
all
three. Be weakened
everything.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Everything that's come in through fantasy.
All you meant for the people of God, back on your head, you foul spirits. Sevenfold in Jesus' name.
Out. The blood. The
touch
blood
not mine.
Of the
come out right
the
now.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
All the children of fools.
The
no
blood
name. Come
of
out
the
right
Lamb.
Now, in Jesus' name.
The blood. We
blood
give
of Jesus.
You glory, God. The blood of the Lamb. Take
Father
a deep
God,
breath.
Father God, let your Shekinah glory shine on these people. Don't illuminate any foul spirits that are hiding. Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
God, loose the Holy Spirit to burn out these foul spirits from their hiding places. In Jesus'
nothing,
name.
Absolutely nothing can stand. Absolutely. Nothing can stand in the name
Father
of
God,
Jesus.
Father God, loose the 10 plagues of Egypt on these foul spirits right now that will not come out in Jesus' name.
Everyone, deep breaths.
Come out right now.
Deep breaths. Out. The blood of Jesus.
All the way out.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood.
Come
the
out,
blood.
Foul spirit, and go in the cage
Father
right now.
Father God,
Jesus
we lift loose the fear of God over these people.
Yes, Father
in
God.
Jesus' name. That are going through
pour
this
the blood
deliverance
of Jesus on them right
in Jesus' name.
Loose
the Bible
spirits
says that whosoever the Son of God shall set free shall be free indeed.
Come out
he
right
said,
now.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. We ask God that you bring this new creation and develop it very strong in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
For we can be free in Jesus Christ. We give you glory and praise. I want you to take a deep breath and ask him to fill those empty places with the Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, fill all those empty places with the Holy Spirit.
Now take a deep breath and just praise him. And as he fills you up
overflowing,
from your
Father
head
God,
to your feet, overflow. Overflow.
Yes.
And
Holy
we
right
ask
now.
The holy angels of God to gather all of those spirits. Take them to his feet right now for judgment. Fill up.
Fill
in
up right
Jesus'
now.
Name, the blood of the Lamb.
Fill
the
up right
blood
now.
Of the Lamb. The blood
Father
of
God,
the Lamb.
Father God, loose angels to go out and recover any fragmented soul
we give
pieces.
You praise and glory.
Find them and bring
praise
them back.
And glory.
Put them
praise
in the right order in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lenny, have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Yes, long time ago.
And,
in my bedroom. When I was alone.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, just praise him right now.
Praise him.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you, God, for deliverance, Father. And I ask you for my brothers and sisters, too, God, that are suffering with singleness and loneliness, Father God. I pray that they would have been delivered tonight also. And that they would find the wonderful mate that you would have for them. My heart has a compassion for the lonely, Lord.
Amen.
And God, I'm believing you for a mighty miracle in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
And all of you, just lift your hands and praise the Lord.
Oh,
and let him
God.
Fill you with the Holy
praise
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And
so
Omega Man, I think
praise
you better
Lord.
Watch the time right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
praise God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Pat Holliday. You're listening to a live program. Dr. Pat Holliday's websites are miracleinternetchurch.com, Pat Holliday, with two L's, .com, patholliday.com. You can also reach her on Facebook at Pat Holliday. And if the Lord has done something for you tonight, we would like you to write in. Let us know. Share your testimony. And if you need prayer tonight, the phone number to call in is 917-889-2745. or toll-free is 877-806-2482. And we'll get to everybody who calls in. We'll be back with Dr. Pat Holliday in the School of Deliverance after this break.
Go to MegaMan.com.
Amen, and OmegaManRadio.com.
Amen.
Listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
There's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to be good. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. And he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Then Jesus came to them and said,
all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
And right now, he's calling out to you, and he's saying, Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth!
And you'll have...
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
And welcome to the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. This is a live program, and I want to welcome you to the program. I want to say shouts out to everybody who's tuning in from around the world in the chat room. And we do have a chat room that you can come over and fellowship with people, along with listening to the program live. And so I would encourage everybody to come out to the chat. And we're trying to open it up a few minutes early before each show to allow people time to get in and get settled and so forth. So we want to welcome Dr. Pat Holliday back today to the program. Her website is MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. Dr. Pat, you back with us?
I'm back with you, but tell them about these new radio shows that we are doing on Sundays.
Absolutely. Well, we have a new program that has been launched. It's every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called the School of Intercessory Prayer. And in addition, we have new programs that have went up on the Shortwave Network. We're now on WWCR every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Lead out is Alex Jones. And then we have a time period, 7 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, over on American Voice Radio Network. That's AVR1. That is a satellite dish that goes out across with it, the country with its signal. It's a KU band. So AVR, WWCR, everybody out there listening to those, we thank you for tuning into us. Spread the word. And then, of course, we have our regular blog talk program that we're doing at 8 p.m. nightly. So, you know, praising the Lord for that. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I think we have our friend on from the UK. Is this Jonathan?
Jonathan?
I'm not sure. Caller from 111 area code. It looks like an international call. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
This is Kathy in Utah.
Oh, Kathy, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm well, thank you.
Amen.
I've been participating tonight.
Well, praise
so
God.
So you got some deliverance, huh?
Yes, we went deeper for sure.
tell us your testimony from tonight.
Well, I participated in the prayers for the single people and with Lanny, and what was on my heart and mind for the single people and also has been a cry of my heart has been to seek the Lord Jesus first, and all else will be added unto us. And so that was why I, you know, participated in that. And I know it seems like each time that you do deliverance that you go deeper, and that there maybe one time through your focus might be on one thing or, you know, several things, but maybe some of the other spirits that you called forth or some of the other things, you know, are more in the background, and then the next time through they come more forward. And I mean, I know the Lord can deliver us from all things, but he also, as part of the discipleship and teaching process, he brings us, he brings it before us too, so that we can know what he's done and be aware of it, and also so we can help others.
Now, Kathy, are you you battling with anything you need help on tonight?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, after we prayed for me, just before Thanksgiving, I think the night before online, and I had, you know, some release and deliverance from, you know, the torment and nightmares, but also I was having trouble in my chest with when I go to lay down with difficulty breathing. I felt like I was, you know, suffocating and that my throat is closing up. And Halloween night, it was really something. Because my husband and I don't celebrate Halloween, and I was doing intercessory spiritual warfare prayer for all the children that would be out, you know, celebrating it, and for our family, and I'm aware that is, you know, the High Sabbath, Black Sabbath night, and at 3 a.m. I was suddenly awakened. You know, it was a fierce attack, fierce of coughing and wheezing. I couldn't catch my breath, and I couldn't get air, and my head just felt like it was splitting. And the spasm went on and on and on, and awakened my husband, and it was really fierce. And it happened at 3 a.m. on Halloween night, and so I knew it was a demonic attack.
Yes.
You know, I knew that what we had done before in deliverance, I thought, well, we've gotten the enemy's attention.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so I typed up my testimony and also requested from Pastor Pat, you know, prayer today, or however, from you and from her, Omega Man, because, you know, I wasn't sure what else needed to be done or, you know, what we needed to do, how we needed to go deeper. And I remembered the scripture about how some of Jesus sent his disciples out to cast out demons and heal and deliver. And then they came back and they said, well, we prayed for some people and we cast out the demons, but not everyone received deliverance. Why is this, they asked of the Lord. And he said, some don't come out but for prayer and fasting. And I thought, okay, we've got to go deeper. So that's pretty much, I think, where I am. Is I still have some of a wheeze, and when I lay down, I still get that feeling. It's not as strong as before, but it's not all totally gone. And so, you know, I was seeking you for spiritual counsel as well as deliverance, you know, and healing. Like, where do we go? Here we are now. Where do we go from here? And I have, well, I am a post-abortive woman, and so I think the prayers and things that, you know, and it has affected my marital relationship. I've been married to the same man for 38 years. But, you know, we have had things to work through, you know, to get through because of both of our pasts. And I think I speak for, I can say what we pray for me. I'm sure there are other, with over 60 million babies aborted in the United States, I'm sure there are millions of men and women that are also needing this type of prayer. And I stand in the gap for them as well.
Now, you said
what would be for me.
Post-abortive?
Mm-hmm.
What does
that
mean?
I have three abortions.
Okay.
I have had abortions.
Okay.
And they were all in my youth in the early 1970s. And you ministered with me. I've had two calls, two times for prayer. And the first time I called, we focused on the abortions.
Fantastic.
And,
yes.
And then I've also been a pro-life leader as well.
Awesome.
But I think the Lord had just been saying, okay, let's clean her up the rest of the way. And
well, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So now,
amen. Amen.
This was about 2 weeks ago.
That,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You mentioned that this attack comes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And
I know it's the night watch, and that's when they're strong. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
What happens is, the wizards and the witches come together in their covens, and they play with the demons, and they do ritualisms. And but when they get through playing, then around 3 o'clock in the morning is when they start sending the demons out to do the things that they have asked them to do. Let me tell you a story. There was a woman that came through our ministry some years back, and I wrote about her in a book that I wrote called Be Free. And she belonged to a local coven here. And so I ministered deliverance to her when she came to our meeting. And this is the story that she told me. She said that there's a coven on the east side, west side, north side, and that it interconnects down to the beach. It interconnects on down the state, all the way down and around and up the state. In other words, what she was describing is a movement that isn't just a little group over here and there. They are connected. And
there are several covens here on my street, and I have met the witches.
Wow.
There's also Freemasons and Mormons. The Mormon church for the whole town is a block over, and it's the only church in my town. There's not a Christian church. I am here alone standing in the gap with my husband.
Well,
Kathy, you're
here's
down near a military base?
There's a military base up in Ogden, which is north of Salt Lake City, and I'm about 45 minutes to an hour out away from it.
Okay.
Well, here's what this lady said. She said that when they get big enough that they can do what she called the tables. In other words, she was describing levels even within the covens. And she said the table is, they put a big table out. In the center is a Buddha. And she said they throw white dust on the Buddha. They conjure up their spirits, and they get requests that they personally want for themselves. And then, she said, they send the demons out to the churches. And then, if anybody has done anything to any one of them, they will send a demon to that person to do whatever they request. And so I asked her, I said, what are you sending on the churches? She said, well, we send spirits that cause division, anger, gossip, slander. Does that sound familiar to anyone
oh,
but
yeah.
me?
Yeah, that's been done to me.
And she said, if a person, like if I was riding down the street and if a person just honked a horn at me, I would take that person to the table, and I would send a devil out to that person. And she said, honey, she said, when we send the devil out, you can be walking down the street, and she says you can actually feel the devil grab you by the arm.
Wow.
And so now I heard this testimony when I wrote that book, Be Free, which really was the second book that I had ever written, and it was back in the 70s. Well, when I would travel around the country and try to tell pastors about some of these things, the answer was they just never would have me back. I've been in churches and seen the Lord heal every single person in the church. And then when my books went on sale, and the pastor saw that I was doing deliverance through my writings, they wouldn't have me back. So the Christian church in our country has totally shut down the ministry of deliverance. So the reason that we have started these programs is to get the word out that, yes, the devil's real, but in order to overcome the devil, you have to understand that Jesus is more powerful and he's able, no matter what they do or try to do, he's able to turn the table over on them, just as
Amen.
He did when he went in the marketplace, I mean the sanctuary. So if you live right in the center of a coven
mm-hmm.
and you understand how to defend and defeat them and defend yourself, you can live there in absolute perfect peace. But the problem is most Christians have never learned defensive warfare, and they've never learned how to be aggressive spiritually, so that instead of them running from demons, demons will be running from them.
Right.
Is that right, Omega Man?
Right.
Amen. And Father God, in agreement right now, we place tents over the covens in the cities of Kathy and the listeners across this country. We bind the strong men in those covens operating for those witches and warlocks, and we ask God right now, you surround them with a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit to hem those foul spirits in, and we command those foul spirits to engage in civil war right now and tearing on each other in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
And Omega Man, when you asked me about the Air Force or any military bases, what's interesting is the house across the street, they do the search and rescue, you know, and the Civil Air Patrol, and they have a lit-up helicopter sock. It's only lit up certain nights, and it lights up, you know, that orange-red, and they have a red light, just like you see out at the airport, also on the top of the roof, and it's only
mm-hmm.
lit on certain nights. And then there are cabins out here that they have meetings out in sheds and cabins out in the backyards, and they're only
mm-hmm.
lit up And I've noticed that they've been lit up on satanic Sabbath or Sabbath Eves when they're doing preparation. And I've also, there's a huge cauldron in one of the yards.
Uh-huh.
So I'm seeing a lot of signs. And then sometimes when I walk around the block, I sing the songs about the blood of Jesus. And some of the witches have crossed my path, and I claim the blood of Jesus, and they've actually fallen as I approach.
Wow.
I mean, just slammed down onto the pavement.
Appreciate that.
I wanted to tell you that, so that's a testimony of what Dr. Pat's saying. I'm learning, but, you know, I need to learn more. But I have seen the manifestation of the resurrection power of the blood, and want to share that.
Yeah. we went over into Casadega one time, and we were riding around that city binding up the powers, and we saw that same thing as we rode down the road, and people would be out in their yards, and we would speak to the demons and bind them, and the people would fall down.
Wow, yes.
See, the Christians have a lot of power. The problem is very few of them ever use the power. And every community has warlocks and wizards in the communities now. And so as Christians, if you're a Christian, they are aware of who you are, where you live, and then they will come and scout you and scan you to see if you know anything. And if you know anything, then what they do is they will work powers if you're a weak Christian. That's why a lot of Christians are sick, and people can't. I'm on the radio. Hold on, you talk a minute, Omega Man.
Kathy, let me ask you a question. When you saw these witches going down the street, did they dress like regular people, or do they have anything that you could kind of spot that they had in common? Maybe any type of clothing?
Well, they dress like regular people, but, you know, this one girl that went down had a lot of brown and black on, and she had the black goth fingernails and, you know, type thing. But they start the children really young. What a lot of people don't realize is some of the children start them in some of this programming even when they're preschoolers or little, and then they can be in a coven. They train them to begin to actually lead in some of the rituals or participate in it even by the time they're 13 or teenagers. So, you know, it's all ages and all walks of life. And, you know, it just looks like common everyday people pretty much, except for a lot of the houses around here have pentagrams on the outside of the houses.
Really?
Or they have the spheres, you know, that the balls that are metallic in different colors. And I notice sometimes the balls move around to different houses. They're on a pedestal.
Okay.
You know, it's like a sacred pillar with the ball. You see some other New Age stuff, and then a lot of times you see, you know, other some of the things. It's like a mix of the religions. But from my research too, the Freemasonry, the Wiccan, the Mormonism, you know, all of that's all tied in, of course, because they're all Luciferian or Satanist. And, you know, so they all support each other.
Those balls are moving around. I bet you that's some kind of Morse code. So if there's any witches out there that have come out of this and want to reveal what that is, it may be a sign that, hey, we're going to do a sacrifice over here.
Yeah, spheres or something. Mm-hmm. And then colored lights, different colored porch lights, you know, on at different times, or signs also that I've observed.
Interesting.
And then sometimes there's cats and dogs missing. There seems to be a turnover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tell you that about.
Oh, and let me tell you one thing. This is important, too. There are cattle all around us, and my son even went out. This was just before Halloween. The cattle were out baying and howling and really upset. I mean, really making loud noises. And we thought we heard pipes, you know, like pan pipes, like flute pipes.
Really?
We heard sounds, and the cattle were all upset. It was in the middle of the night. My son got out and went out to drive by, you know, around just to see if he could see anything or what was
going on.
They're
worshiping Pan.
All
we bind Pan right now and bind all those foul spirits operating, those witches and warlocks and the covens. We bind their finances in the name of Jesus Christ.
And
amen.
Is that you were saying? Or thank you.
What I was saying was you heard Omega Man pray and put tents. What that was about was the several of the witches that I have known from Africa, they will take and put a tent over a Christian's business or a church and make it so nobody can see that business or the church. And so when she told us about that, what we did is we started tenting their covens. And when they do sacrifices or prayers or whatever, we command the spirits that they cannot come out of the tent, that they have to fall back on them. And so it was just a way, another defense that we came up with. There's a lot of things that Christians must begin to be interested enough to know their weapons, particularly from the Word of God, because the Word of God has not left us helpless. And so each and every one of you become students of the New Testament. The book of Acts has a lot of warfare stuff in it, and also the book of Ephesians is an excellent book. But I have books on my webpage called Spiritual Weapons and also Warfare, about warfare. And if you begin to study the scriptures and you begin to use those scriptures, you will see the power of God will begin to fill your vessel so that, like Kathy is explaining to you, she's right in the center of these covens, and she walks down the street, and she can actually see the witches having a reaction when she speaks to them or prays. So that's what I wanted to say.
Now, Kathy, let me ask you a question. Have you went through your house and looked to see if you have any occultic items or anything that could be like a demon magnet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then some of it, too, were things I wasn't aware of that I'm cleaning out the garage now that my three grown sons have left in some of their stuff, even though we had asked them not to bring any type of CDs or any type of material, you know, like that. One of my sons is a sound technician, and he's into, not exactly punk rock, but he's into rock and roll and some of the types of bands that he's not in the worst kind of it, but all of it, you know, has different degrees of and we know the source is evil. And anyway,
absolutely.
I've found, you know, some cartoons and animated stuff and some DVDs and all just recently. And, you know, I said, you either come get it out or it's burned or it's destroyed. I'm not having it in my house, but it's like another layer. I thought I knew that my husband and I didn't have anything like that of our own.
How about in your
house?
Bedroom? You've got anything in there? You got any dolls?
Teddy bears.
Get it out.
Okay.
If you trace them, they go back to Egypt. Puppets, dolls, and like I heard a brother say the other day, if you're having an attack and you just can't find out what the source of it is, it could be something in your room.
You know, I hadn't cleared out all of my religious books and tapes and things from other people. I don't listen to them, but I hadn't tossed them all. I need to do that because
well,
the Holy Spirit's telling me, and I haven't done it.
You know, objects in a house can actually cause death. They have power. A lot of Christians do not understand that. When I went to Israel I noticed a lot of the Christians were going into the marketplaces, and they were buying all kinds of things to bring back to their homes. And I've noticed also people that go to Africa do the same things. But mm-hmm. I've actually gone into people's homes and seen a spirit of death killing the person because of an object in the house.
Well,
many years
yes.
ago, I was ministering in another county, and mm-hmm. the pastor asked me, he said, would you go to this woman's house? She was not well enough to come to church tonight. And when we came to her house, I came into the living room, and the first thing I saw was a Buddha.
Uh-oh.
And so I went to the back, and I could where she was. She was like 67 pounds, dying of cancer, hair all coming out and everything.
God,
and so I couldn't pray for her. And I said, I don't know why I can't pray for you, but I cannot pray for you. I said, are you a Christian? And she said, yes. She said, I'm a Baptist. And I said, oh, I said, my eye caught a Buddha sitting over on her dresser.
Uh-oh.
I said, if you're a Baptist, why is that Buddha over there on your dresser? She said, oh, I just thought it looked pretty. And
mm-hmm.
I said, well, you got to get rid of it because I can't pray for you as long as it's in the room. And they cleared five Buddhas out of that house. And then I prayed for her, led her in repentance, and led her back just as though she had never said the sinner's prayer.
Wow.
Laid
yes.
hands on her and left. Well, about a month after that, I was in that same church, and I was speaking on idolatry. And the door opened, and that woman came walking down the center of the aisle. The only thing, I didn't recognize her because she had put on weight, and she came right up to the front, and she said, do you know me? And I said, no, I don't. She said, you came to my house, you got rid of the Buddhas, and
sure.
I got healed. And so there I was speaking on idolatry, and God did a living example for the people there to see that he's not going to sit on the shelf with idolatry and things. The problem
sure.
is, in America, people don't know what idolatry is because we've never learned. In Africa, whenever Bishop Kanko ministers to someone, if they've got idols in the house, he leaves the meeting, goes to the house, and takes the idols out of the house because he said if he doesn't, the idols will kill them. And so if any of you have idols in your house, a little cross with Jesus hanging on it, Mary, Joseph, a Buddha,
rosary beads.
Anything.
Ask.
You can't do gods, Halloween, all of these things. And also these Walt Disney shows, The Little Mermaid, Narnia,
yep.
Harry Potter, all of this stuff is idolatry. And in order to be walking free with Jesus, you've got to keep your eyes free. You've
right.
got to turn that television off. If you stuff animals, absolutely. Stuff animals. I remember somebody coming through the ministry many years ago when the cabbage dolls were so popular. And the little cabbage doll was talking to their child.
Oh, yeah. Cabbage patch.
I can tell you many, many stories about it.
God, have mercy.
And so if whatever you've got, just go in, get rid of it, anoint your house, and ask God to cleanse your house from all idolatry. And you'll be surprised how peaceful your house will become.
This is not stuff to play around with, people. I mean, it contributed to the death of my own father, Dr. Pat. I'll never forget
mm-hmm.
it. I had visited my father, lived in Jacksonville. I went into his house, and they had a home theater there. And you would go in, and they had a big screen. And I went in, and I looked. And I saw, I looked on either side, and there was about a 2-foot-tall sitting Buddha on either side of the screen.
Mm.
And I told my dad, I said, Dad, you need to take those things and take them out and dump them into the St. John's River from behind where they lived. I said, that's a demon idol there. And he kind of laughed at it. And, you know, I worked on him for a long time, and it wasn't very long after that he came down with bladder cancer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, God told me that we had a generational curse. So I knew if I had the curse, my father had to be involved in the same curse and probably went up several generations. So, folks, you can bring a curse on yourself, too, by having these accursed objects in your house. I remember my grandparents used to go in and out of Haiti. And if you go to Haiti and these other countries, I was there in 87, by the way, they'll come up to you and they'll try to sell you wooden figurines. And they have this little beggar man, has his hand held out, and people will bring these into their house, and these voodoo witch doctors have put a curse of poverty on it, and then all of a sudden your finances are going down the tubes. Or you get one of these African tribal masks, okay, and you put them up on the wall. It's like turning on your air conditioner or heat right now because we're in the wintertime. And you know how you go over, you can feel the air blowing out of your vent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the way these demons come in. Through accursed objects, through the TV. Just think of these spirits blowing and flowing into your house. You just opened up the window for attack. And so you've got to go through, because these accursed objects, okay, they're legal grounds for demons to live in your house. The little troll dolls, owls, you know, frogs. Oh,
you mentioned owls, Omega Man.
Yes.
I wanted to share with you, up in Jackson Hole, I bought an owl from this man, and I had my three sons with us when we were little, and he made it with the clay that he got from the Snake River, and then he did the kiln there and everything, and it was kind of an abstract form, you know, it was black, it was white with black in it, but it's a special kind of clay. Anyway, he left with my boys to show him the kiln and his workshop for a while. And I was kind of wondering what was going on. Well, I kept an owl for 30 years. I got rid of it a couple months ago. I felt like, but I was always concerned as a mother, you know, when he disappeared with the boys and then comes back with the owl. And anyway, and up in Jackson, and I got rid of the owl. I smashed it. My dog was out with me. It scared him to death. And I said, I break curses and I break the power of death.
Yes.
And I release life, you know, by the blood of Jesus and his resurrection power. My dog was just freaking out. I mean, he's a Labrador. His eyes got real big and everything because he'd never seen me take authority like that, you know, and I smashed it in the street. And what I wanted to share with you was the night of 11, last Monday night, I think it was the 8th of November, we were in town, my husband and I were in town, and we were coming back from a movie, and we were near a spot that I have done a lot of intercessory warfare prayer at, and been really, really concerned about what was going on there, underground digging and making, it looks like it's right off a road, and they've put in this huge parking area, but it's out in the middle of the wetlands, and I just have a feeling about I've had visions of what might be people that will be brought in there at a certain point, but I won't go into that now. But anyway, right as I came to that spot, I've never had this happen before. Now, this is 11:30 at night. I'm driving the vehicle alone. It's snowing. And a white-horned owl came out of nowhere. Now, that statue that I smashed was like of a white-horned owl, and I've been researching Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
Okay, a white-horned owl, and white-horned owl flying at about 12 feet came right across the hood of my car. His wingspan was over 4 foot.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
all I could see him was from the underneath, and he flew so close, and it totally unnerved me, and I just felt like that, to me, that was a sign, and I was then again breaking, you know, the power of death over my family and, you know, over anyone that was assigned for or affected, but it was very up close and personal.
Well, you know what they are is they are unclean birds, and we shouldn't have them. You know, they're in cuckoo clocks. A lot of these cuckoo clocks come from the Black Forest.
And my
Germany.
Husband's mother loved owls, and she gave us. I'm going to get rid of all the owl stuff in our house because
it's just not worth it.
No, I was attached to it because it was Grandma Lucy's.
I'll tell you something else. How many of you out there listening have ever had an arrowhead? Arrowheads. The Indians would place curses on them that it would fly straight and kill whatever they were shooting at, whether it be a rabbit or a human. And those curses are still attached to the arrowheads, and you bring them in, you've now got a curse in your family, in your house. I mean, so it's just not worth playing with these things. When in doubt, throw it out.
Well, the Bible tells us not to make any kind of images of things on the earth and the heavens and under the sea. And the whole religion of idolatry is based on worshiping images. And I tell you, it is more dangerous than you can even describe. I was reading the notes here, and they wanted to know about Barbie dolls, for instance. Well, if you look at Barbie dolls are made to look like very worldly young ladies. And so you take your little girl, and from almost the time she can talk, she starts getting these Barbie dolls. And then when she grows up and she's worldly and she's out messing around with men and doing the things that the girls in the world do, you say, well, my goodness, I tried to raise my daughter right, but there you have attributed to her concept of what a young girl should be. You look at the story of Barbie, and right away they put little Ken with her, and the little Ken, of course, is very effeminate looking, and the next thing you know, they've got a lesbian Barbie, and
they tell
these kids stories like Harry Potter. If you start your son with Harry Potter, the very first Harry Potter book, at say around 8 years old, then you go up to the next one and the next one. By the time he is a teenager, he is a fully trained wizard. Absolutely, gone to the school of wizardry. Now, those things are more real to children than you can ever imagine. Irene Park, the witch that switched, the way that it happened for her, she lived down near Lake Wales, which is a big Indian country down there. And when she was a little girl, they came to her house and arrested her daddy. And she began to cry, and an Indian spirit appeared to her and said, why are you crying, little girl? She said, they arrested my dad. He said, you want me to take you to her? He took her to the jail, climbed up in a tree with her, and she could see her daddy sitting in a cell. And this white, seems to me he was called White Horse, became her spirit guide from then until the day she became a Christian. Kids see these things, and they become real to these kids. They take control of their minds, and they tell them, say, don't tell mommy and daddy. I've ministered to a lot of young people that had spirit guides. Little kids 8-10 years old. So if parents don't believe these things, and their little children can talk to spirits, and they're being taught through these movies, these monster movies,
yes,
and they're having relationships with the spirits, when they grow up, they will become a wizard. You take this over, Omega Man.
Amen. And so this is serious, folks, my friends, and you need to be very careful. You want to make sure you have all accursed objects out of your house. What happens if you find one? Basically, destroy it. Get it out of the house, and then, you know, say, God, forgive me for bringing this accursed object in. I command any foul spirits in this house that were attached to this to go now and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. I send you the foot of Jesus right now to be judged for your time. Apply the blood of Jesus to your house and ask God to loose angels, warrior angels, just surround your house and walk through and grab any foul spirits that are trying to remain and drag them out to Jesus to be judged in Jesus' name. That's what I would do. And on a daily basis, you want to apply the blood of Jesus to yourself. Get up in the morning and say, I apply the blood of Jesus to myself, my husband, my spouse, my kids, my vehicle. And do that every day. Ask God to loose warrior angels to surround you and your family, where you live. I do this every morning and at night. And then break any curses off you. You know, just say, I break any hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of me, and I command them to go back to the demon that sent them in Jesus' name. I bind any witchcraft attack or any demons that have been sent against me away from me, and I command to go back to the demon that sent it in Jesus' name. Sometimes I'll throw sevenfold on there to kind of amp it back up. And, you know, I cut any demonic silver cords of witches and warlocks trying to astral project and attack me. I cut them in Jesus' name. And they may not make it back to their bodies, folks, when you do that. But, hey, we had a testimony of a guy that would astral project. He would go in there and try to kill people. I mean, they're slaughtering people out there. He says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So you've got to do spiritual self-defense. And our lines are starting to light up again, so we want to pray for you, Kathy. We appreciate you calling in. Dr. Pat, are you back? Okay, Kathy, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up our sister Kathy. And right now, we just break any witchcraft off of her that has come in through the dream state. We bind incubus, succubus, Asmodeus, Osmodeus. We bind all foul spirits that have been trying to attack her in her sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. Pour the blood of Jesus over her right now. We bind this spirit of asthma. We bind this problem with the breathing that has been occurring. We bind it in Jesus' name. Command you to loose her right now. We bind any panic attack. We bind all infirmity, all spirits of infirmity that have been trying to interrupt her sleep through the breathing canals. We bind it in Jesus' name. I bind, take authority over any other foul spirits that have been trying to attack her and her husband. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I ask that you would loose angels right now to go through that house and drag off any foul spirits to the foot of Jesus to be judged for the time. I ask God for a hedge of protection of the Holy Spirit to surround her house right now in accordance with Zechariah 2 and 5, and God, you'd loose warrior angels to encamp about them. We loose power and love and a sound mind into her right now. Father God, I ask that you would loose angels to go out and recover any bits of her fragmented soul, wherever they may be. Dig them up, angels, if they're buried, and bring them back and put them in right order in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Kathy, for calling in.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thank you for your testimony. Call anytime. Oh, it was great information.
You're welcome. Thank you, and God bless everyone that's listening and also in the chat room, and I hope that this has been beneficial and shed some light for them as well, that the Lord really wants to bring them into the fullness of all that he has for them, and I pray the Lord's peace upon them all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for calling. We'll go to the next caller. Caller from 719 area code. You're on the Mega Man Radio Show. Hello, caller.
Is that me?
Yes. There you go.
Hi. Okay. There's several things I'd like to have you pray about, and I've had this tremendous pain, back pain. And I've had injections and surgery and acupuncture and all sorts of stuff, and I still can't get rid of the pain. I have it 24/7. So
okay.
I'm not sure what's going on there, because I know God wants it to heal, and I know he wants me healed, and it really interferes with my life a lot. So,
Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you know Jesus is your personal Savior?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've been battling with this back pain. Were you involved in any kind of injury? A car accident?
Yes, I was I had something, a big cement thing fall on me. and I've had a lot of pain and problems ever since then. That's been like 21 years ago. And I've had trouble ever since then. But I did end up having a surgery like 2.5 years ago with it. And
okay. Now, you mentioned that you had tried acupuncture.
I did that this summer.
Okay. We want to deal with that. Acupuncture is basically Chinese witchcraft. And so what happened, a lot of people will go to an acupuncturist or acupressure. Sometimes they'll do it with a needle. Sometimes they'll just do it with hand massage. Or they'll go and see someone who maybe they don't even know is a Reiki healer, but they're into Reiki. And what basically you do when you do that is you open up the door for a witchcraft curse on you.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
And so what they'll do is the Chinese acupuncturists, actually, they put curses into the needles. When they inject them, the demon goes right down to the skin. But you can also get it through hand massage and Reiki healers. So you got to be very careful, folks, when you even walk through the mall. You'll go and there'll be people that will try to pull you into a shop and say, sit down, I want to give you a massage. And if they're in the occult and they're a Reiki practitioner, well, they can impart a demon through the magic touch, through, you know, transference of laying on hands. So you've got to be very careful. Were you ever involved in the occult? You ever play with a Ouija board?
When I was little, yes. I was given a Ouija board, and it worked tremendously for me.
Okay,
yes.
So you actually you communicated and got answers back to your questions?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well. Yeah. You'll get the answers
I've been prayed over that, and I've been prayed, you know, I prayed to break that and break up any curses that was with that, but
okay.
Yeah, I did have that, and I have gone through deliverance before, and also with my son, I was married to an alcoholic, and I had my son, well, both my children prayed over for breaking of generations of the curses.
Okay.
And by the elders of the church, and I thought, he's having trouble with alcohol now, and it's been for some time now, and I don't understand why that didn't. I mean, I assumed that was effective, that it was broken, that the curses were broken.
Your husband or your son?
Over my son,
okay.
Well, my husband. I mean, over my ex-husband. He's dead now, but it never happened for him. But he didn't ask for it either. But I had my son prayed for when he was young, and I was in YWAM, and he was prayed over during that time too for breaking into generations. And yet he's now having a problem with alcohol. And so
okay.
I don't quite understand what's going on there either, and it's breaking my heart.
Now, let me ask you, the reason I'm asking this question so we'll know how to pray and what may be a source of your issues there. Have you ever used alcohol or drugs?
Have I ever used alcohol? I have. I mean, abusively, you mean?
Yeah, have you ever had any issue, an addiction to alcohol,
no.
Drugs, or cigarettes?
No. Oh, I had an issue with cigarettes a long, long time ago, but God's the one that broke that, that stopped that, because I couldn't stop on my own, so I prayed about it.
Yes.
And God just took the desire and everything totally away from me, and that's been like 25 years ago. I mean,
okay,
been,
well, praise the Lord. Yes.
Yeah, I never had a desire after that, but no, I didn't have any trouble with alcohol or drugs, no.
Okay, that's awesome. Are there any people that have hurt you in your past that maybe you still have a little bit of bitterness towards that maybe need to forgive?
Well, there probably has. I try to ask God that I've asked for forgiveness, and I choose to forgive them and anybody more than, you know, if they even come to my mind again, I ask for forgiveness again. But
we all deal with that, so I mean,
very
yeah.
Well, but I don't know that there is anybody out there that I haven't asked for forgiveness that I
okay.
that I know of that I, you know.
What if no, what we can do? No. We can just ask God, you know, to bring anything to our mind. Is it maybe we haven't forgiven? And then you did the right thing. As God brings something to you, just forgive them and ask God to bless them. And the best blessing you can give to someone is that God would send them the Holy Spirit to convict them and bring them to Christ. So that's the kind of blessing you can pray over people. Dr. Pat, are you back with us? Okay, Doc, let's see. We may have lost Dr. Pat. I want to get her back on the line here to pray with us. So if you'll just bear with me one moment, let me I'm going to dial Dr. Pat up. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Colorado, the southern mountain in the southern central part of Colorado.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Go ahead. Okay. Yes.
I've been alone for a long time, and as a Christian, I don't seem to be able to find anyone. I've heard a little bit earlier about when you were praying for someone out because of that, I don't know, that doesn't keep us from finding somebody, a mate, and it's pretty lonely.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for godly companions, and I know the Lord is able to match people up. Let's see if we get Dr. Pat back on. Dr. Pat, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
We lost you there, but we are back with Dr. Pat Holliday. This is a live program, and caller, what's your first name?
Linda.
Linda. Dr. Pat, we've got Linda on the line. Linda is calling from Colorado. She has been dealing with some back pain. A very heavy, I think you said a cement block or something fell on your back some years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what you did is you went and sought a number of means to get some help, including you went to an acupuncturist. And I told Linda that, of course, acupuncture is Chinese witchcraft. A lot of people don't realize that. Just as Reiki is witchcraft. And, you know, people, they go innocently to try to get some help, but that won't spare us, folks. You know, ignorance is not bliss. You know, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So that's why we're doing these programs, to alert you to traps that you want to avoid. But the good news is, if you have been involved in something, and we've all made mistakes, even my own daughter a few weeks ago told me she was messing around with an eight ball. And I said, you know, Vanessa, you've just basically been involved in witchcraft. You didn't even know it, did you? She said, no, Dad, I didn't understand that. And I said, yeah, and what happens is you just curse yourself down to three and four generations. So, you know, I led her through a prayer to repent, and then we command any demons that had come into that eight ball to go in Jesus' name. So, you know, deliverance is a children's bread, and that's the good news. But now, Linda, you said in the early days you had played around with a Ouija board, and actually you had gotten some questions answered.
Yes, I did.
And the demons, they know about your past, but they do not know your future. So, yeah, you will get demons that will be summoned up through using these. But what happens is you've just opened yourself up to demonic attack, and many people have played around with them. So we need to cover that area too. Dr. Pat?
Did she renounce it?
Yes, I did. I had denounced it and was prayed over to, yes.
For the Ouija board or the acupuncture?
Yes. Well, not the acupuncture. I didn't realize that was wrong, but I did on the Ouija board, yes, when I realized what I had done, yes. As an adult, yes, I renounced that, the Ouija board. But I didn't
yes,
know
I had...
That.
As I mentioned, you have a lot of... Basically, it's Chinese sorcery and witchcraft. What they'll do is they'll put demons in through the pins when they break the skin, and they'll also use acupressure. Now they have a new device, which apparently they'll say works on your meridians and chakras. It's an electronic device. You know, folks, you don't even want to be playing around with these magnetic bands. A lot of demons are attached to those, and then, you know, people will wear them around all day. So I wouldn't even mess with it. But at any rate, that's just my two cents worth regarding these magnetic devices. Someone wanted to give me a magnetic bed to lay on. And when I said, how does it work? And they said, well, it works on your chakras, you know, your meridians. Well, that's Chinese witchcraft that they're basically trying to manipulate. So, yeah, you want to get that stuff out. Well, Dr. Pat, you want to lead Linda through some renunciation of the witchcraft?
Yes. Linda, when did you get saved?
Back in 74.
Let's just make a fresh commitment to Jesus, okay?
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
And come and live in my heart.
And come and live in my heart.
And be my personal Savior.
And be my personal Savior.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For everything that I've done.
For everything that I've done.
And particularly concerning the occult.
And particularly concerning the occult.
I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And ask you to come and live in my heart.
And ask you to come in and live in my heart.
Now, as little brother was saying, that it's the occult, and in America, many people don't realize when they're playing around with the occult. But here's some of the things for those that are listening. Witchcraft is dabbling in astrology, charming, divination, enchantments, magicians, necromancy, observing times, prognosticators, soothsayers, sorcery, and going to a psychic, witch, or wizard. And so unfortunately, a lot of witchcraft is thriving in many of our churches today, too. So we need to have our defense up concerning these things, because it's like roots inside of you. And one thing will bring a root of another thing. For instance, in your occult dabbling, you will get a spirit of Antichrist. And that spirit of Antichrist will bring with it a spirit of seducing, whoredoms, unfaithfulness, and that will bring familiar spirits, spirits of divination, and spirits of error, and so on and so forth. So that's what we are trying to teach the people on a Mega Man. Is that we need to let you know that a holy, sanctified life comes from Jesus. And he can fill you with the things, if you'll let him fill you, you'll be filled with the things of Jesus. And you can stay free, but you cannot play around with Christianity. This is not just a one-time thing that you come and get deliverance and it's all over. And unfortunately, that's what we've been finding over in our church. People slip over and try to get a quickie fix, and they feel immediately better. But then it's upkeep of your spirit so that you can stay free. So are you ready to get free?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to start calling these things out, and I'll name them, and Omega Man will be calling them out, okay? And what you do is you take deep breaths and cough them out in the name of Jesus, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
and Linda, we're not talking
spirit
to you, we're talking
of
to any foul
fear.
Spirit inside right now in Jesus' name.
I bind you up,
come out.
Spirit of fear.
Find a strong man, the gatekeeper.
Occult.
Come out in Jesus' name.
I bind all of these things
all
to
you,
you and cage you.
We're talking to you
in Jesus' name.
Bind you
we
and
bind
right
the
now.
Powers and the principalities
in the name of Jesus.
Where you are. We bind the strong
man. Be weakened
man.
Right now, you found
we
spirits.
We command the spirit
in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Loose her right now.
False Christ. False
all spirits of witchcraft, come out.
Every
come out.
Humanism.
In the name of Jesus.
Every teacher of heresy, worldly speech, action, seducing spirits.
Come out.
Hypocritical
all foul
lies.
Spirits.
Fascination
right
to
now.
False prophets. Take some deep breaths and cough them out.
Loose
deep
her in
breath.
Jesus' name, you foul spirits. Come out right now. The Lord rebuke you.
Cough them on out.
Be
come
weakened
out.
Right now. And be bound. Come out. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat.
Seducing spirits.
All the way out
spirits
right now.
Spirits of importance, unfaithfulness, adultery,
God, loose angels to surrender.
Love of money, fear. Come out.
Come out, you foul spirits.
Come out.
Angels of God, go in there and
take
smite the foul
breath,
spirits and
cough
drag them out.
Come out, honey.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
Deep breath. Cough them out.
Come out all the way.
Everyone.
All the way.
All.
Out.
Idolatry.
Lord, rebuke you.
Fornication. In order to love
in
of
Jesus
food,
name.
Lying spirits, flattery,
come
strong
out.
Gossip, vain babbling, false prophecy, religious jokes,
come out all
familiar
the way.
Spirit, come
Father
out.
Father God,
right
loose
now.
Blindness and confusion on these foul spirits.
Familiar.
Let the terror of the Never Lord fall on these foul spirits.
Clairvoyance.
Come out of her right
yep.
now. In Jesus' name.
Spirits, mediums. Meditation.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
False prophecy.
Angels of God.
Drugs,
take a firebrand and stamp Jesus Christ as Lord
keeping,
on these foul spirits.
Muttering.
Foreheads right now.
Spirits of divination.
Fortune come out right
tell,
now.
Soothsayer. Magic. Stargazing.
All
control,
the way out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hypnosis.
Who rebuke
enchant.
You.
Warlock. Witch.
Come
sorcerer,
out right now.
Rough. Rebellion.
All foul spirits of witchcraft. Come out.
Spirits of error.
Spirits attached to acupuncture.
Reprobate.
We bind you.
Mind.
Loose her right now. Come out.
Error.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you loose her right now.
Profanity.
Come out and get in the cage.
Effeminate. Unrighteous.
The blood of Jesus down your throat, you foul
everyone
spirits.
In the chat room, just be in prayer and
we bind
in
you. Come out. In
Jesus' in
name.
Jesus' name.
Angels of God, go in there and smite them with a
serpents
sword.
Serpents of corruption.
We
new
cut
age
off the tails
spirit,
of all these foul spirits.
False doctrines.
We cut any connectors between the foul spirits. Reinforce them.
What church did you go to, honey?
I went to the non-denominational.
Uh-huh.
It was spirit-filled.
Yes.
And
Did they do that laughing and stuff like that?
No, they didn't do that.
They didn't do that?
Oh, uh-uh.
Okay. Uh-uh. Did they go to see Todd Bentley or anything?
No. Uh-uh.
No?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. Okay, we bind up false Christ, false prophet.
All the way out.
Signs and wonders.
I'm talking to you, you foul spirits.
Seducing,
you.
deceptions,
right
bewitching.
The Lord rebuke you.
Angels of light,
all
new
the way
age,
out right now.
Framers,
in the
destruction.
In Jesus' name.
Hinders,
all the spirit of fools with no
Christian
names.
Come prayers, out. Bible reading. Let's hear you cough them out in the name of Jesus.
Come out
come
in
out.
Jesus' name. All spirits associated with the Ouija board, we bind you. Come out. Come out right now. All black magic. Come
anxiety,
out in Jesus' name.
Tension, worry, fear.
We bind the spirit of infirmity.
Come out.
All spirits of pain associated with her back, we bind you, you foul spirits. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Spirits of accidents, come out.
Lord, rebuke
witchcraft
you.
Powers that have been sent to her, we bind you and break your powers right now. We command that you loose her.
Come out in Jesus'
name. We command the spirit of pain to come out of the back. We ask you, God, that you touch her back and heal her.
Healed in the name
in
of
the
Jesus
name
Christ
Jesus.
Right now. All pain, arthritis. We bind you. Come
heal.
Out. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
The
we
blood
bind
of Jesus.
All sorcery, drugs, narcotics.
All witchcraft
stimulant.
That came into the dreams. We bind you and cancel.
Every
Jesus
ungodly
name.
Thing that has come to enslave her.
Incubus, we bind you. Come out. Osmodius. The Lord rebuke
alcohol,
you.
Cigarettes.
Spirit husband, come out.
Compulsion, iniquity, bondage,
come out in Jesus' name.
Activity,
Antichrist.
Be weakened in the name of Jesus.
Self-hate.
What you meant for Linda, back on your head, foul spirit, sevenfold in Jesus' name.
We bind the spirit of Kundalini, and we cut its tail off.
Angels,
and we command it to come up and out right
name.
Now. All of them.
Manifest it. Come out right now.
Come out of that spine
come
right
out.
Now. Loose the spine.
Come out.
Jesus.
Loose her human spirit,
take
you foul spirits, right
finger
now.
And just touch her spine right now, Lord. Touch it. Heal.
Your Lord
deliver.
Jesus.
Deliver, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
the blood
Lord
of, the blood of Jesus. We give you glory.
Bind all mind control. Loose her mind right now in Jesus' name.
How are you feeling now?
How are you feeling, Linda?
Well, I feel pretty good, actually.
Feels pretty good. How's your back?
Well, I've been sitting on ice here for a little bit, so it's still.
You have any inflammation still?
I have some, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where do you have it located? Just the lower back, or still in the upper
it's
area?
The lower, no, it's all been in the lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it said, of course, I have arthritis and stuff, but
we bind arthritis right now. We bind any inflammation in the lower back. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. Come out right now and go in the cage. You foul spirit of arthritis.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have bitterness towards anybody?
Not that I'm aware. I mean, I still could be still with my brother and my mother. I whenever I think of these people, you know, or something comes up, I ask the Lord to forgive me and that I choose to forgive them, and I try to keep that going all the time, because I know that that's a huge thing with forgiveness and any bitterness or resentment. I don't, unless there's something there that I don't know, that there still could be something there yet, but I try to keep that, you know, going all the time.
Well, do you know that forgiveness is not an emotion? It's a choice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know
and,
it is. The Lord showed me an onion one time.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't understand. I thought I had, because I couldn't, it kept coming back, and I couldn't understand. And Lord showed me an onion, and he showed me that I couldn't handle it if it was all at once, and that as the, you know, a peeling comes up, that I'm to let that go and forgive that, and that eventually it would be gone.
Yes,
That's what he showed me that one time, and so that helped me tremendous, because I didn't understand. It wasn't that I hadn't forgiven, it was just that there was so many layers of it, and so.
And the other thing is, are they still in your family causing things?
Yes.
Okay.
My mother's got Alzheimer's
see.
Now, and so she's pretty much out of it, but my brother is still.
Now, here's the thing, you see. Every time something happens, you have to just speak and say, Lord, I forgive him. Lord, because
right.
That's that 70 times 7 forgiveness.
Oh, yeah,
now,
I know it.
The reason that this is very important, because usually, or many times anyway, when I've ministered to people that have cancer and arthritis, the rope of connection is unforgiveness. And you see, you might be saying it, but you might not understand what you're doing. I want you to see that it's an act of your will. And the Bible says that God will not forgive us if we don't forgive others. And so when you hold the anger and the rage and the unforgiveness cause inflammation to come into the body, and it causes disease. This particular spirit, it comes back on you and harms you. It doesn't hurt the person that you're holding the rage against. So what I want you to do is I want you to just say the words today, mean them in your heart, and let's get rid of the spirit of infirmity in your body, okay?
Okay.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive my mother.
I forgive my mother.
And my brother.
And my brother.
Is there anyone else you can think of?
Were you married before, Linda?
I was telling you earlier that my ex-husband is an alcoholic, and I had my son prayed over with that, and now he's dealing with alcoholism. I had to break the sins of the generation when he was young, and I thought it was taken care of, but it's not, because he's messing with alcohol, and he's having trouble stopping, and I thought that was broken a long time ago.
Okay.
His dad just recently died, and so he's we've been divorced for a long time. But
okay, Lord, I forgive my husband and my son.
Lord, I forgive my husband and my son
for alcoholism.
For alcoholism.
And I ask you to help my son to be delivered.
And I ask you to help my son be delivered.
Now, I bind up all of the spirits.
All of the spirits.
Of infirmity.
Of infirmity.
Of enrage.
Enrage.
And all of the spirit of anger.
And all the spirit of anger.
Helplessness.
And helplessness.
And I ask you to cage every devil.
And I ask you to cage every devil.
And I bind the spirits today.
And I bind the spirits today.
Of brokenhearted.
Of brokenhearted.
Depression.
Depression.
Loneliness.
Suicide.
Suicide.
Tendencies of excessive mourning.
Tendencies of excessive mourning.
Inner bruises.
Inner bruises.
Hurts.
Hurts.
Insomnia.
Insomnia.
Self-pity.
Self-pity.
Sadness, yes.
Happiness. Grief.
Grief.
Sorrow. Sadness.
Sorrow.
I bind all of the spirits of nightmares.
I bind all the spirits of nightmares.
Suicide.
I bind you right now.
Suicide.
Now, have you had anything appear in your bedroom like an apparition or a dream of apparitions? Of voices speaking to you?
I have in the past. I haven't recently. No.
Okay.
I have had it in the past. So.
Okay. Spirits of confusion, apparitions, demons speaking to the minds. We cut your cord into the mind in the name of Jesus. We command all of these spirits to go into the
loose her right now in the name of Jesus. Loose
her right now in the name of Jesus.
All you foul spirits, come out.
Take a deep breath and call them out.
Loose her in Jesus' name. Come out.
Every one of them.
Come out, you foul spirits.
Every one.
Loose her in Jesus' name.
Nothing to stay. All bitterness.
The Lord rebuke you. Be bound up.
Unforgiveness.
The Lord rebuke you.
Inflammation. Come out.
Angels of God, go in there and drag these foul spirits out.
And now,
come out.
Spirits of infirmity, bent body, spine.
We bind you.
All of the inflammation spirits.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Every spirit of frail, arthritis, lingering pains all around and about the body, confusion, all mental problems coming down family lines, hereditary, familiar spirits, paranoia, anxiety, neurosis.
We bind
every
you. Come out.
Spirit, come out.
The
wind
all
of
these
the
spirits,
name. Come out.
Come out, and Linda and the listeners out there. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Loose her right now. Come out, you foul spirit.
Controlling spirits.
Come out right now. Angels of God, go in there
controlling
and smite
spirits.
Them
now,
until they come out.
Was there somebody in your family, mommy or daddy, that were excessively controlling over your life?
Yes.
And was that your dad?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And was your mama also controlling?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Okay. Say, Father. Say, Father.
Father.
I release myself.
I release myself.
From all controlling mental spirits.
From all controlling mental spirits.
I take control of my own life.
I can take control of my own life.
You're my Lord and Savior.
You're my Lord and Savior.
And I give all the control to you.
I give all the control to you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you that you are filling me.
I thank you that you are filling me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
And my new creation.
And my new creation.
Life. Now, do you just take another cough and let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn all of that stuff out now?
Father God, fill with the Holy Spirit fire. Let the Shekinah glory shine on her and reveal any other foul spirits that may be lurking. We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come out.
In Jesus' name. Gone. In the name of Jesus.
Fill her up right now.
Spirit of bondage, we bind you.
Let ministering spirits go on right now in Jesus' name.
Did you, honey, did you get a divorce from your husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's dead?
He died this fall.
Okay. I release her from the spirit of Asmodeus, divorce.
Angels of God, execute
all
this
family
order in Jesus'
spirit.
Name.
I bind child abuse spirits, spouse abuse.
Arrested development, we bind you. Come out.
Stalking, strife, anger, uncontrollable temper, frustration, drugs, alcohol, abuse, whipping post.
Command you to loose her in Jesus' name. Come out.
Compulsiveness, reprobate mind.
Cut all demonic soul ties.
Destroyer,
silver cord,
liar.
Attach to her in Jesus' name. Come out.
Deceiver, delusions. Fantasy, adultery, homosexual, lesbian, child molestation, incest, fornication, adultery,
be weakened, you foul spirit.
Temper,
come out.
Anger, abuse, selfishness, wickedness, backsliding, unforgiveness, bitterness,
come out right
evil
now.
Spirits, unclean sex,
the Lord rebuke you.
Darkness, family
break
curses,
all witchcraft that's coming through the dream state.
Self-seeking,
come out.
Self-serving, provoking one another, rejection.
Come on, foul spirits.
Now, I want you to say, I break all family curses.
I break all family curses.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
And coming down his family line.
And coming down his family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I bind all these spirits up over my son. How old is your son?
He's 37.
Okay, is he saved?
he received the Lord when he was a child, and he actually heard the Lord's voice. And yes, I mean, yes.
Okay. And we claim him back into the kingdom, God.
Yes.
We
yes.
release workers in the field, and we ask, Father, that you send warring angels to war
yes,
against
God.
Those spirits trying to steal his
yes,
soul.
Loose
in
the spirit
Jesus
of burning,
name.
Spirit of alcohol right
yeah.
now in Jesus'
all
name.
All of the devils that have been caged in you, come up and out. We
come
cut
out
all
right
cords,
now.
Feathers, yokes, bonds, bands, everything holding them in. Get up and out right
come
now.
Come out in the name of Jesus right now. The Lord rebuke you.
Take a deep cough.
In the name of
cough
Jesus
them out.
Christ. Come out. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now. All the way down. Come out. Come out. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirit. Angels
blood
of God, go in there
lamb.
And chop these foul spirits up. Make them easy to
in
come out.
In Jesus' name.
We rebuke you. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. The blood. Now, I want you to just lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Just fill me with your sanctification power.
Fill me with your sanctification power.
Let your blood just come in and cover me.
Let your blood come in and just cover me.
And heal me.
And heal me.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And fill me with the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands and praise him. Have you ever gotten your gift of tongues?
Filled overflowing, Jesus. Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Loose the power of adoption over your life tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
You feeling better?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Amen.
And Father
praise
God, for Linda and for Kathy and the other ladies out there that are seeking a godly husband, we ask God that you would make a divine connection. I ask God that you would loose angels, go out and surround them for their protection. God, pair them up with a godly man. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you right now.
Thank
make
you.
A divine connection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, God bless you. And, you know, as far as Internet casting out devils, we don't call ourselves exorcisms. We're casting out devils by the name of Jesus. And because Jesus is alive and he's here, he's where you are, and he's everywhere, and people have needs and they're looking for help.
Thank you,
and
Linda.
So they come looking for prayer, and all we're doing is praying for them, and we are commanding spirits to come out of them that they've let in over the years because of sin, or something or another. There's nothing wrong with praying people or for people on the Internet. And so that's all that's going on here. And we do the prayers by the name of Jesus Christ because Jesus is alive and he wants to set the captives free. That's why he came. I feel
Amen.
Led that we need to pray for Lynn tonight.
Yes.
Lynn, Father, we lift up Lynn.
Yes, Father God.
And Father, they've discovered cancer in her bladder. And we take authority over
we
that
bind
spirit
cancer
of cancer.
And command it to come out.
And we
the
command
name.
It right
the
now
rebuke
to
you.
Disconnect itself. We
Jesus
cover
God.
All around where it is
out.
With the
Jesus
circle
name.
Of the blood of Jesus.
We curse the cancer like Jesus. Curse the fig tree. Dry up right now. Come out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We give you praise and glory.
praise and glory.
For the blood of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name.
And release healing over
be
her.
Be healed right
in
now.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus Christ. All spirit of infirmity, come out in Jesus' name. Be healed.
Be healed. Rita, if your husband's dead, you know, you certainly are free to remarry. Remember the story in the Bible about the woman, her husband died, and I think she ended up with about 7 different brothers, that each one of them married her. As they died, another brother would step up and marry her. And so if your mate, according to Jesus, has committed adultery or fornication,
yes,
then you're free to marry too. So
amen.
There's a lot of things that you need to know about that. So you pray for yourself a husband if you want it, Rita.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Strong man is a strong man is Satan over a person's life, and it can also refer to a strong man such as alcohol has a hold of a person's life, or witchcraft has a hold. And when we pray for these people, we bind the strong man, and then we can, according to what Jesus said, we can go in and rob the house of all of its treasures of devils that it's let come into that person. A gatekeeper is a spirit that opens the door for other spirits to come in. In mind control, for instance, the gatekeeper is usually fear. And so when we minister to people that have been under heavy mind control, the first thing we bind is fear, and the second thing is trauma, because trauma opens up the person, the doorway for the controlling handler to layer spirits into the minds of a person. So I hope that answers your question.
And Dr. Pat, we've got another prayer request. It says, this is from Elise. It says, I have a prayer request for my friend's 4-year-old nephew. His name is Cody. They've said that he has cancer, and it's recently gotten worse, and they say he's losing the battle. Again, he's 4 years old, goes by the name of Cody, and they basically sent him home to die. They said that there had been no air movement in his lungs, and Pastor Carl Henderson was in touch with the family the past couple of days on the phone with them for several hours doing some deliverance. And so would you pray for a 4-year-old Cody? He lives in D.C.
Do they know if the family, if the father and the mama are believers?
Well, what I had a follow-up today, and apparently the whole family is getting some deliverance right now. And as they started to pray, they detected a little bit of air movement in one of his lungs. So the prayer is that the whole family is going to be set free and delivered, and Cody is going to be healed.
Well, Father, we lift up Cody, and we take authority over the spirit of death.
Yes,
and we
Father
bind
God.
That
bind
spirit
it.
Of death.
And destruction, we bind
and
it.
We bind the spirit
bind
of cancer.
All infirmity.
We command it to go into a box.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We curse all of its roots, its
command
eggs,
you to dry
in the name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
And come
and
out.
We command it to
all
loose and leash.
Spirits in that boy.
And
come
we
out in
pray
Jesus' name.
For all of the organs. The cells,
break all
the DNA,
placed on him by the doctors,
the blood,
and others.
All of it to change
break all curses.
With the touch of the hand
Jesus
of Jesus. Father God,
yes,
we
command healing
Jesus
to the blood right now.
Standing right there in front of him.
Yes, Father God.
Delivering him as
be
we
healed,
pray.
Cody, in the name of
and
Jesus.
And we release him. We release him.
All
and his entire
in
family.
Jesus name.
We stand in agreement
yes.
with our brother and our sister as they're ministering to this
Father
little
God.
Family. We cover them with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We command that death angel to go into a cage
all
and get
spirits,
to the feet of
Jesus in the name
right
of
now.
Jesus, not return.
Holy
go to
Ghost,
Jesus right
come
now.
In and burn it out
fill
with
Holy
your
spirit.
Holy fire. with your
for the blood of Jesus
fire
over him right now
throughout his body.
With ministering
spirits. And just let him do more than one
God,
air.
Open
pass
up his lungs
let
right
him
now.
Just
command
sit
the
up
lungs
on the side of his bed.
As
I've seen you
kill
so many people.
In Jesus' name.
I've seen people on the deathbed that you just
lungs
turned away
right
from
now,
the death
in the name
gate.
Of Jesus Christ.
We give you praise and glory. Praise and glory.
God. God, loose ahead
in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus
name.
The blood of
break
the Lamb.
Break all curses on either side of his
the
family.
The blood of the
bring
Lamb.
Back to Adam and
the
Eve
blood
in the name
of
Jesus.
Jesus. And we, yes, we do. We break, Arita, that curse that was spoken over him of death from the doctors. And we say, he shall live and not die.
Amen.
And Father God, you remember in the Old Testament, you raised children
him,
from
God.
The dead, God, with
come
Elijah
on.
And Elisha.
Curses have been
and
sent
we
him.
Just
command him,
we
command
just
him
ask
him
that
Jesus
you
name.
Stand there, God, and breathe life
that's
into
right,
him. If you can create
heal
a human
Jesus.
Being from dust, you can create, recreate every vital organ in
heal
this young
God
man,
in Jesus name.
And you can totally deliver him from his head to his feet in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We give you praise.
Praise, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Dr. Pat, we've got another request. We mentioned Pastor Carl Henderson. He's a missionary, him and his wife, Selena, in the Philippines. They're American missionaries, and they came back for a brief respite, and they were. She was attacked, ended up going into the hospital, almost died, and she got out of that, praise God, and they're back in the Philippines, is the report I got. Said, but the financial bill was astronomical, and they didn't have insurance.
Uh-huh.
So would you pray for their finances?
Yes.
We need
I
a miracle
will.
There? Yes.
Yeah. You know,
and,
those things are really covered by the state. And so just, I mean, you know, if he wants to struggle with it, to let him, but... tell him not to let it be the biggest burden in his life.
And, Father, you know, there are a number of people you could include into this tonight that are under financial attack,
mm-hmm.
are out of jobs right now, seeking a job. Brother Jonathan in the UK
mm-hmm.
has to be added to this. And just anybody out there right now that is suffering a financial attack or needs a miracle, include them in this prayer, Dr.
Yes, Jeff. Yes. Father God, we just thank you for furnishing Alex a job.
Yes,
we have
God.
Been
oh,
praying
yes.
for
thank
him.
Thank you, Father God. Praise
we
the Lord.
We give you glory for that.
Thank you, Father God.
We thank you at the same time for touching Kathy's neck.
Yes, God.
And
God.
Delivering her
command
totally.
Neck to be healed in
Connie's
Jesus' name.
Eyes, God.
Command
to
her
be
eyes.
Totally healed.
Be healed in Jesus'
and
name.
And Father, this little couple that
Jesus
has devoted
right
to
now.
You, we just lift them up to your
yes,
throne.
Yes, Father God.
And we ask that you touch them every way that they need to be touched.
Yes,
we
Father
surround
God.
Them with the fire of the Holy Ghost, the blood of
Father
Jesus
God,
over their life.
Rebuke
we
the
call the finances
of poverty,
that they need
curse of poverty,
to come
in.
You. We break
in
that
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We release, God, the glory
God
of God
them,
to
Father
shine
God.
Down upon them. And every soul that they speak to,
yes, Father God.
That you shall bring them into the kingdom and deliver them. And we give you praise and glory.
Yes,
we
Father
thank
God.
You, God, for the young man and the family that they're praying for. And every single person that's standing with them in prayer, we're asking you to write their names down and continue to stand with them as they are going to a very heavy-duty witchcraft island. You see, if the devil knocks us down, we get right back up, and we just go right back at him stronger than we ever were before. And so just remember, Carl Henderson and his wife in prayer each and every day. In Jesus' name. Now, Father,
amen.
We lift up every
yes,
single person that's bringing prayer requests into the prayer room, the chat room tonight. We thank you, God, that each and every one of them have been listed before your throne. You said in your word that when we pray, it's a sweet-smelling Savior. And we ask that it goes up... among your holy, holy throne, and that you will touch each one of them. Give them jobs, give them finances. And as we pray, Lord, we also pray for finances for these radio programs, for the new ones that are up on the satellite and shortwave radio, and that we get response from all of our radio programs. And we believe, God, that we will see the glory of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because of obedience of our little group that comes together and prays with us and wars with us on Saturday night and Sunday night. We give you glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dr. Pat, for the people that are tuning in live now that have not heard of the ministry, you do, give out your contact information, how people can get in touch with you and support Miracle Internet Church.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. And RemnantRadio.org. That's where you can find all of my newsletters. And that's Brother Paul Pilgrim, one of our dear friends. And just keep us up in prayer, because, you know, we get under attack and our families get under attack. Let's pray. I'm going to ask Omega Man to pray for Kathy's neck.
Yes.
If he will.
Absolutely. Father God, we lift up Kathy right now. We ask for a healing touch on her tonight, for her neck and for her ankles. Right now, we bind the spirit of infirmity, all foul spirits that are operating in her. We bind you, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command healing in the name of Jesus. Father God,
Amen.
Let your healing power flow to the neck. All inflammation, be weakened right now and come out in Jesus' name. Be healed right now, neck, in the name of Jesus. And ankles, God, go in there and create a super fast recovery for the ankles. Let the calcium be restored down there. All the inflammation, let it dissipate. And let the ankle be perfectly healed right now in Jesus' name. Pour the blood of Jesus over right now. We command any foul spirits to loose her human spirit right now. And we ask, God, for ministering spirits to be sent to her, and that you put a hedge of protection around her of the Holy Spirit and warrior angels in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, we give you praise and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we ask you at the same time, God, for our local church here has just been under such attack. We take authority over all of the third wave gatekeepers, apostles, all of these people that pray against us, the Covens, every devil that stands against the church.
Bind and cage all their foul spirits right now.
We cage you, and we release the power of God to call people into the church in Jesus' name. Now, one of the things that we're having in our church is people are slipping over for deliverance, and we minister to them, and they get deliverance, and then we don't see them anymore. And I think that they go back to the dead churches, and they think one time it's all over. And sometimes you see deliverance is for the believers, but also it takes time for the person to learn spiritual warfare, how to defend themselves, and also hidden deep spirits inside of them that they're not even aware of. If you remember the young lady that called with the back problem earlier, she had some spirits that she wasn't aware of. She thought that she had forgiven her brother and her mother, but as the Lord began to question certain things, there were spirits that she was kind of hanging on to. And then as we went deeper, then she got delivered. And when she got delivered from bitterness and anger and frustration and some of the stuff, then the torment in the back went. And so that's why we invite you to come back every week to be with us, because that's how you learn. You learn not only when we pray for people, but the Lord shows you things deep in your own self, you see, that you need to know.
Amen to that. Again, God doesn't always give you complete deliverance. It could be overwhelming for you. He will point at certain demons in your life, and they'll be cast out in Jesus' name. And then as you seek him, he'll continue to peel back the layers, and you'll get more and more deliverance. As you start getting in God's word, developing your prayer time with the Lord, and God will reveal more areas that need to be repented of, put under the blood of Jesus, and you'll get more and more free. But if you just go for a quick fix, here's what happens. If you don't go all the way, be assured of one thing. The demons, they're not going to give up. They are committed, and what they'll do is they will just focus on you, and you're not going to be able to stand. You need to get in a body of believers that believe in one-third of Jesus' ministry that's not being preached in most of the churches, and certainly not on television either, and continue to learn and get stronger. And we may all still battle with some things, but day by day we're going to grow stronger together as you learn, and God reveals more knowledge to you and more things about yourself is uncovered, and you just keep working away at it. And you get stronger and stronger, and you learn more about how to do spiritual self-defense. And then you get to a point where now you can stand, and you're not on the milk anymore, but you're eating the meat of the word, and you're able to go out and take the offensive against Satan and his host of hell and help others in your family. I've got a very large family, of which probably none of them are tuning in tonight, Dr. Pat. And I realize, you know what? I can't be concerned about that. I've just got to concentrate on continuing to learn as much as I can, and then God is going to open up the opportunity that I'm going to be able to minister even people in my own family.
Yes, it's hard to touch people in your own family, but what you have to do is just know that as you're faithful to reach out to others, God will have a faithful surgeon, a servant, to reach back to your family, which, by the way, my oldest sister needs prayer for her heart.
Oh, that's right, yes. What's the update on
her? Her name's Shirley. Okay. I didn't hear anything about her today, but she's 81 years old, so she's getting old. But the last thing I heard on her was that they were not going to be able to do anything for her. So she's dependent on the Lord now to touch her and deliver her from that heart condition. So
okay,
you pray for her.
Let's pray for her right now. Is she still in the hospital, or has she been released yet?
I think she's released.
Okay. And did they say it was a heart attack?
It's one of those balloon things. I don't know what they call that.
They needed to go in there and open up the arteries?
Yeah, it's like an artery that's got like a balloon on it.
Okay. Father God, we lift up Shirley right now. Right now we cover her with the blood of Jesus. We ask, God, that you'd loose ministering spirits to her right now. We ask, God, for a hedge of protection around her, the Holy Spirit and warring angels to stand guard around her. Right now take authority over the spirit of infirmity, any spirits of stroke, heart attack, any foul spirit of infirmity, we bind you. Come out right now from Shirley.
Amen.
Loose her in Jesus' name. We command
Amen.
You foul spirits to be caged up, all foul spirits in Shirley. We command you to loose her human spirit and loose her mind right now. Command healing to flow right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Through his stripes we are healed, so we stand in the gap for Shirley. And we ask, God, that you would show her your power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command
and
that blood to flow.
I think it is angioplasty, but the only problem is when your older people in your family are getting sick now, you have to be concerned because You know, they're letting a lot of old people just die because of this new health care Obama stuff that's been put out. So we have to really pray for our older people in our families now because of that. A lot of instances, we're just going to have to believe God to heal us.
Amen. Satan will certainly try to attack us and slow us down, anything to get our focus off of the fight. And so, again, we just lift up everybody out there tuning in right now. We bind all spirits of infirmity. We bind the flu that's trying to attack some people. We bind any head congestion. We bind these coughs and croups. We just apply the blood of Jesus to everyone out there right now, and we command all spirits of infirmity to come out in Jesus' name. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
And we take authority over all witchcraft attacks coming against this program, coming against Omega Man, myself and our families, our finances, people being able to get to us and turn in to the program in the name of Jesus. We just release the glory of God to come down upon all the listeners. And for every demon that has been sent, we just send you back to wherever you came from. And we forbid you to continue to do your dirty work. And Father God, we claim souls that are listening in. A truck driver came down the street the other day and left a check in our mailbox asking for prayer. He was on his way back home. He was asking for God to open up a home. He was going back to his wife. We pray for that man, God, and we ask that you bless him. And I know that there are other truck drivers and people riding down the street even listening to us. And we ask for your divine protection on them and your blessing, God. We give you praise for all of our listeners. And we ask, God, that every one of them are blessed because we are your children. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. And folks, if you're enjoying these programs, we need your help to continue. Dr. Pat is one of the last outposts in the state of Florida. And, you know, if people ask me, Dr. Pat, where can I go to actually go to a church and people can pray with me in person, I don't know of too many places, folks. I mean, we know of Dr. Pat Holliday. There's Brother Gogan in New York and Brother Thier in Indiana and then Brother Kyle in Montana. That's about it for about 300 million people. And so the deliverance ministers do not get any support whatsoever. People support the televangelist that will crack a couple jokes and make them feel good and promise them that their dogs are going to make it to heaven and that they're not going to have to suffer any persecution. And, you know, God wants to make you a millionaire. And if you're not rich like me, you must be under a curse. I mean, it's pure heresy, folks. And if you needed prayer at 3 a.m. in the morning, you certainly won't be able to reach them. Okay, you'll get a voicemail recording. And people are just being slaughtered, Dr. Pat. I say it's a battlefield out there right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of a program, it's like a tent in the middle of a war zone, and people are lined up for a mile because they're not getting help. And people are being attacked physically, financially, emotionally. And so your answer is Jesus Christ, people. And it's the deliverance ministry. The deliverance ministry will set the captives free. And so what I'm saying to you tonight is the deliverance ministers, like Dr. Pat Holliday, Miracle Internet Church, need your help. This program needs your help. And there's not a better ministry to get behind than one that is getting out there and helping people get delivered of these foul, tormenting spirits. We've got people saying that they're being tormented by homosexual spirits, suicide spirits. They have these thoughts in their mind that they just can't control. These are foul spirits, people. And if you want to get set free of them, it comes through Jesus Christ and deliverance. It is the children's bread. So we're seeing a lot of fruit through these programs. But to be able to continue, the deliverance ministers need your help. They have to pay a light bill like anybody else to keep the church on over there at Miracle Internet Church in Jacksonville. And if you're in the state of Florida, you need to make it down to Dr. Pat's church. You can go in there and they'll minister with you in person. But I would encourage everybody to pray about it and support Dr. Pat Holliday at MiracleInternetChurch.com. Dr. Pat, you have a donate button up there that people could support the ministry?
Yes, they can support our ministry, but at the same time, they need to pray about support of these radio programs, because since we've been on the air, I don't know, a couple of months, we are now up on the satellite on Sunday and shortwave on Sunday. I heard Alex Jones say the other night that the insiders use the shortwave, and that will be the very last thing that will go down. And so he's on shortwave, and it's my understanding that he – how does it go?
Well, folks, shortwave is a huge transmitter that sends signals to these little shortwave radios, and you can pick up signals from around the world. It is the belief that if the Internet gets shut down, and it very well could, you know, Obama has a kill switch for the Internet. They can hit a button and it's over with. Again, this has been around since the 60s with ARPANET, and right now we've got freedom to use it, but they are going to try to rein it in, and we may see a disruption. It could be an EMP burst. You never know what the cause may be, but my point is shortwave will last when everything else goes down. It's like the only things they say what lasts after a nuclear detonation is just the cockroaches. They're very resilient. Shortwave is resilient. And it may be the only way to get uncensored news and get programs like we're doing in the days ahead. So you can get up on WWCR Shortwave, where Alex Jones is. He's been there maybe 15 years. We found out about a time period that was open adjacent to his, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, and we purchased it. It cost $100 a week to be on the air there. If you would like to support us so that we can continue there, that's basically what it cost. We also then were able to procure a slot on American Voice Radio Network. It's a satellite feed. It goes over the Ku-band satellite, and people that want to receive this signal, they buy these little dishes. They're about $180, and there's a lot of people that have these dishes installed, and they're receiving the signal. Guys like Pastor Dan Catlin, Messiah's Branch, has been on there for 10 years, and that's one of the first podcasts I ever listened to. He's still going strong there. Well, I called the network, and they had a slot, and we got on Sundays at 7 p.m. on AVR1, which is American Voice Radio Network Channel 1, and we're heard across the country over that network. It cost us $25 for an hour. We would like to be able to do a daily program. And if someone would like to say, hey, I'd like to sponsor you all for one day a week, it only costs us $25. So there's a lot of things that we could do, Dr. Pat. It just will take finances to do it. You know, Blog Talk Radio Network is our main platform. But do you know, folks, it costs about $500 a month right now for us to do this program just on Blog Talk. And that's with the Internet connection, the server. And I praise God for Blog Talk. I mean, you know, we do a lot of programs over it. So it takes finances, and we'll work with what we got. We're thankful for what we've got now. You know, I'm not despising the day of small things, but, folks, we could actually reach millions if there would be people that would support the ministry, and we could get into larger venues. What we'd also like to do is go on World Harvest Network. We'd also like to break into TV. I heard that there are some programs that are reaching tens of millions of people, and I'm thinking, wow. What if we could do a program like that, Dr. Pat, and you could do a mass deliverance to 10 million people? There'd be a lot of demons that would be coming out.
Well, you know, we do get reports of people riding down the street and getting deliverance.
Yes.
Pulling their cars over and throwing up and getting delivered. I remember there was a little witch that I sent some of my cassette tapes to, and she was playing them. She was babysitting. And her and all the kids were in the living room throwing up. And she wrote me and said, the little kid says, Auntie, would you play that lady's tapes again? We want to throw up some more.
Dr. Bent, we are at the top of the hour. Give out your contact information.
It's patholiday.com. And by the way, my address is on there for you if you wanted to send a check. Somebody asked about that. But we're also on PayPal. And my other one is miracleinternetchurch.com. And be sure to look up remnantradio.org and omegaman.com. Did you get the money bomb up there yet for the radio?
Yes, we have a page called the money bomb, omegamanradio.com/moneybomb. I've just got to hook it up to our page. Still working on that site, and that'll kind of show you the goal that we want to reach. Again, our main website, omegamanradio.com. Click on the archives at the top. You can get all the great programs we've done with Dr. Pat Holliday. Also, miracleinternetchurch.com. And Dr. Pat, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight. And tune in tomorrow night, folks, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have Dr. Pat Holliday back for the School of Deliverance.
Tell Suzanne I'm from Jacksonville, too.
All right. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
God bless you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.